Blog Talk Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Pilots Radio. Love and love the same with your host, Rich Munch. GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ
Palace. That's a brand name, like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace, radio, radio. GQ Palace, radio, radio. GQ Palace, radio.
Hey, this is DJ Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace. Hosted by my man, Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
This is Elias, and you're listening to Rich Money on GQ Palace Radio. Follow me, yeah. Follow me. Peace.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Love and entertainment.
With Rich Money.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
What's up, y'all? This is MC Iniquity from Brooklyn, New York. Ain't no party like an old school party, cause an old school party. You're listening to the sounds of Rich Money. GQ Palace. Let's go.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah. What's good, y'all? It's your boy Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey Destruction, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip-Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it,
I like to work more of my to the world famous Murder Inc. show. They call me the mighty rule. How you living?
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace. GQ Palace Radio.
The real question. What do you do? For that do?
Clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back. We gon' clap back.
Yo, what up, peace world, this your boy Mellow Man Ace, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
GQ Palace Radio.
We gon' clap back.
They hollering about room, here's the real, I pop the top like champagne bottles of chill or nothing but ice. Now I'll send it up to the greatest and tell him a nice tune, plus push some nice goals to ink roll like deuce, man. I'm OG Bobby J, and we slinging soccer fields, yeah.
We gon' clap back.
We're gonna start off with the GQ general question. and we have a caller, they have a question that they want to discuss. And if you want to discuss a topic with us, feel free to press that one and chime in. You can sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. We'll be right back. This is Rich Money, Easy Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. And brother, baby.
GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace Radio.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace, UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio with Rich Money.
Grandagent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it.
We roll a ring wall around this day.
Because she probably on the molly, said she probably on the molly, molly. Me, I'm on the molly, molly. I bet a triple player, she do anything on molly, molly. I'm trying to breathe off so we can get these things off. Then had a couple drinks and now I'm gone off that ring wall. I'm trying to breathe off so we can get these things off. Then had a couple drinks and now I'm gone off that ring wall. My people's violated, she real gone on molly, said she probably on the molly, probably on the molly. I said she probably on the molly, probably on the molly,
probably on the molly.
You are now tuned in to GQ UAR.
Unsigned Artist Radio with Rich.
I'm about to disappear. Smoking in that Reggie Cyphers, I don't go near. Mr. Gucci on my back and now they know it when they hear it. Everybody tripping, me I'm seeing double. They came up from the bottom, I made it through the struggle. And mama said she let me, got her hands all on my body. And I know that she dripping cause she probably on the Molly. Said she probably on the Molly. Molly, me I'm on the Molly. Molly. I bet a triple player, she do anything on Molly. Molly. I'm trying to breeze off so we can get these things off. Then had a couple drinks and now I'm going off that ring wall. My people's on the Molly,
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money.
Said I'm probably on a Molly, probably chasing with a perk. Probably in the corner, shorty lifting up a skirt. I bet you that we f***ing, I could bet you that we f***ing. If not, then I'm skating off and trying to get in sun. I met that last week, I hit that last week. She tried to ride shotgun, more take a back seat. No gag reflex, nope. That deep, plus we on a Molly, so we ain't getting no sleep. I said we ain't sleeping, nope. We ain't sleeping, nope. The ends justify the means, I'm going in her deep end. I'm trying to breeze off so we can get these things off. Then had a couple drinks and now I'm going off that ring wall. Trying to breeze off so we can get these things off. Then had a couple drinks and now I'm going off that ring wall. My people's dilated, she wheels on a Rari. She's probably on a Molly, probably on a Molly.
Hey, hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby. Baby.
We roll a ring wall around this motherfucker, man, I told you. I'm on a Quinn, I'm on a ring wall. Rolling Jekyll and Hyde with a hash, shout out this chat. Turn up, rockstar camp. Huh? Life remarkable on this side, motherfucker.
All right, Dons and Divas, welcome back. That's one right there. I don't understand if these artists, they send in the material, but they don't send in their name when they send in the material. So I can't even tell you who's that by, but I'm going to backtrack to find out exactly who that joint is by, because that joint is fire, because we definitely got to get him on here. If he's doing stuff like that, ain't no question what else he got. But we have a call on the line, we're going to bring him on. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. What's up?
And how are you? I think that's another.
You know how the divas do it.
I know. Y'all all over the place. I know.
So how's your weekend starting out so far?
My weekend is starting out pretty good, and I can't complain. I can't complain. It's starting out pretty good.
I know that's right.
Let's see what happens on the rest of the day.
Right. Well, you know, I'm getting prepped for the weekend period. It's Mother's Day, and I'm going to enjoy myself.
And a happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Yeah. So,
I mean, me and you could just kick it off. You know, we could tell people to press one. My
I know, right?
I see a lot of blocked numbers, but I believe this is TC. Who am I speaking to?
Yep.
Okay, T, I just want to be sure. TC, one of the Diva Squad, let the people know where you're from. And also, whenever she has a topic that she wants to talk about. So when you're ready, if you feel free, press one to come on the line and join in. But T, first I want to let them know everything about you, what you do with GP Palace and everything.
Okay, I'm TC. I'm one of the hosts of Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad on Wednesdays. You can catch us from 7 to 9. We do grown and sexy topics. We play the best R&B slow jams up at old and new, you know, and we enjoy just having a good time every Wednesday, you know, and you guys are more than welcome to chime in with us, you know. That's about it, you know. Hey, I've been with GQ Palace for since day one. So I'm no stranger. And I don't plan on going anywhere. How about that?
That's right. No. So, topic, I advise y'all to go to the archives. You can also hear the last few topics from Love and Entertainment as well. blogtalkradio.com/GQPalace, GEEQUE Palace, and check out those archives. The Love Finishing was on fire.
Yes, that topic, Rich Money, was is flirting considered cheating? I think that's what it was. Last week. And tonight, I want to ask everybody, do you think relationships will last longer if you took the time out to know the person?
Okay, if you took the time out to know the person, well, that don't necessarily mean it's going to take longer. Sometimes you might get to know the person and don't like what you know about them.
That's true. But sometimes, you know, we as people, period, including myself, we have hidden genders. You know, I can start out being cool with you, but then a couple of months, you know, I could go into the Wicked Witch, you know? And you don't know that bipolar part of me was hidden. You know what I'm saying? Or you know, I mean, I've even checked out, like, okay, you know, you're there constantly, you know, and then, like, a few months, you start dropping off, like, oh, well, I'm comfortable, and they'll deal with this, they'll deal with that. I mean, it's just different things that I feel like you should get to know about that person, you know, because, I mean, I've ran into, you know, years ago, like, this guy was an undercover addict. I didn't know this until maybe a year or two later.
How did that
you know,
because
I kept missing, like, pills. I kept missing my, wait a minute, something ain't right with this.
Oh, damn.
You know, it just so happened. Just so happened, I had his car one day. And I was going in the glove compartment to look for something, and lo and behold, up jumped a glass pipe.
Oh,
what? Look, it was like it jumped right in my hand, right? And then these little plastic baggies, and I'm like, I'm riding around dirty. Yo, you know, what if they would have stopped me? They would automatically got me for it, for paraphernalia. You know, I was like, and when I went back, you know, and I asked him about it, homeboy went off. I'm grown, I do what I want to do, and da-da-da-da. Ooh, yeah, you real grown, but guess what, you out of here. But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes we have to take the initiative to know somebody, like, you know, just because we talk for a week, you know, oh, that's my man, or that's my woman, you know, be careful. Mm-hmm. Everything that shine ain't gold.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's why I was just, you know, wanting to get feedback, you know, if anybody wants to chime in with us. So.
Then sometimes when you meet the person, you know, everybody, and I think it's done by everybody. Everybody puts on a front until you really get with that person. So that person that you actually meet in that first time, that's not that person you're going to be with for that long lifetime.
Nope.
It's not that same person. Because, you know, you got something. I ain't going to lie. When I'm,
for my baby man. I was like, yeah, boom, boom, boom. Hey, a couple of months down the line, I got me right. Like, hey, you wasn't doing what you were doing when you first got with me.
Right.
I was like, Martha and Gina. Like, Martha told Gina, I don't need to write love letters no more. I got you, man. So I'm like, hey, I got you now.
Yeah, they talk about that first impression. But, I'm going to put a little twist in this. What would you do if you had a bad experience on the first date or whatever?
Ooh.
Do you think that you would continue? I mean, you know, because you still, just because something happened that first date doesn't mean that it's going to happen every time you guys are together. You know?
I mean, that's true. But that first
because it could be a nervous thing or whatever.
Yeah.
You know?
I think that first impression can mean a whole lot. It means a lot.
It really do. Because
you gotta be like, wait a minute.
I admit it. See, now I'm just sitting up here telling all my little business. But this was when I was younger, right? And this guy had a problem dry heaving when he would first meet somebody, right? I was like, oh, no. Look. When he left that day, right, he called me later on. He was like, how you doing? I said, well, I'm fine, you know. He was like, well, you want to hook up this weekend? I was like, well, no, I'm supposed to be hooking up with my family and da-da-da. I changed my number, everything, so I would have to deal with this. And this before with her Facebook and all of that.
Some people really make you do that. It makes you want to change everything.
You have people that's one way over the phone, but when you meet them in person, they totally different. You know, if you partying together, whatever. I mean, you don't know what that person might be like. That's why, you know, hey, I've taken some very special people's advice, and you know them, of like dealing and meeting people online. Man.
That's like a risky thing
It really is, because honestly, you don't know if that person is a mass murderer or you just don't know if that's the person that's really behind that screen.
Exactly.
You know, but I don't think we've talked about that before, the blind dates and stuff. Because actually, at the end of the day, that's what it is, a blind date. Because you don't know if I'm who I am or behind that screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you pull up, you got one eye going this way, going the other way.
You know, some people, like I was watching a movie, and the movie was called He Met Her Online. And what happened was, he met this female, and she was just like crazy. She was like a stalker, but when he first met her, she was nice and she was calm. Make a long story short, it got to the point where she killed his sister. Because his sister found out that his sister seen her with another man. And she was going to tell her brother that she killed his sister. It was like, wow, he met her online. I said, wow, this is something that really makes me want to think about stuff on the internet. So I was like, I met a girl online, and it was an old picture, and when she came out, I don't got nothing against big people, but don't lie. But, you know, she came out the car, I'm looking down the block, and I see this girl coming out sideways, and, you know, I'm like, wow.
Did she continue to see it?
No, I didn't see him
once, did I? No, so, no, no. Look, it was a one time and one time only, right?
Mm-hmm. That's it. She But the bad part about it is when she left, she snuck to give me a kiss, and it was like my stomach turned, and I had ran upstairs, and I was like, wow. That's all I could say was wow.
How Oh, God. What was wrong with us? Rich Money.
You know.
What was wrong with us?
I'm stuck right now. You see, I'm like totally stuck right now.
I know you ain't saying nothing. Like, it's like a flashback, right?
Yeah, that's just what it was, like a flashback. Because it's like, I never experienced And a picture she had with a nice picture, too. And I'm like,
ooh,
okay.
Of course.
Ooh, okay.
Man, listen, that sounds like some of that catfish mess.
Yes. I said, oh,
have you ever
Lord,
seen catfish?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, my God. And it's a show, right? And it's about people, like, dating online and stuff like that. And, I mean, I've seen a few of the episodes and everything. I mean, you know, you got people that portray as being like a female for the men and vice versa, and it be the same sex, and they go to meet each other.
Yeah, that's called beat down.
Yeah, because, I mean, I would have, like I say, you don't know. That's why, I mean, I took heed about that online dating. I was like, mm-mm. Because, I mean, you know, people can sound like a man, and some men can sound like women.
Uh-huh. And you know, but you know what's bad? Some people take that for a joke. Some people take
right,
that.
Right,
let me tell
right.
you, a friend of mine's, right? A friend of mine, uh-huh. I went to see like last week, you know, whatever the case is, and I know his family. So when we got over there, he said to me, he said, yo, Rich, yo, this nigga just came out the building with a dude. So I'm like, what? And he talked about, you know, his relative. And I said, what, a dude? So he said, yeah. I said, what you mean a dude? He was like, a female, just a dude dressed up like a female, man. So he's getting like, hey, like a dude was dressed up like a female. And he came out the house with him.
Bro.
I said, what you asked him? I said, yo. He said he asked the relatives. He was like, yo, was that a man? And the dude said, yeah. His relative said, yeah. And kept him moving in the room. I said, wow. Maybe he, you know, maybe you find out the truth. So now... Yeah,
you're
gonna beat the relative up.
Wow.
You can't beat that man up because he wanna do that. That's what he wanna do. You know what I mean?
Exactly. I mean, to each his own. But you know, yeah. My thing is, like I say, you never really know truly who's behind that screen.
Mm-hmm.
You know. And you know, they arrest people daily about the pornography and all of that, and yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm getting too old for all of that. And I just, I don't know. And people crazy.
I think that was
people
the last time
crazy.
I did that. That was the last time I ever did that internet dating online. Like, because I met one female, and,
uh-huh.
and the funny thing about it, I met this one female, and it was nice and everything was good. And what happened was, I went to go see her, and she had a book. I'm like, a book. She gave me a book. It was like all females in it. So then another girl comes out of the room in her house. So I'm like, oh, shit. So she tells me, I'm telling you, she's funny. She tells me, that's her girlfriend. So I'm like, you gay? So she's like, you know, I swing both ways. So I'm like, oh, wow. So in my mind, you know, I'm thinking like a man. Oh, yeah, some things going to go down here, you know?
Right.
Because what happened was when the girl came out the room, she came out with no shirt on. And I had my peeked open, but she didn't know. So that's when I asked her, so boom. And then I find out the girl not only have a girlfriend, she has a baby father. So you got a girlfriend, a baby father, no lie, a girlfriend, you got a daughter, you got a baby father. And you're talking to me, you know, boom.
Wow.
So I'm like, you know, to each his own. That's how you roll, that's how you roll. As long as nothing comes back at me. So it comes to find out, girl, I found out she was a little cuckoo. She's telling me stories when she was 15, she burned down her boyfriend's house and this and that. And I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay.
So we get in the argument, whatever, and I forgot what the argument was about. To make a long story short, I stopped messing with her. Now, remind you, this girl has another girl, and she has a baby father.
Right.
You know, this chick stalked me, told me she going to break my car windows. I was at work. She called me 60 times.
What?
No exaggeration. 60 missed calls. Told me when she see me, she going to throw ashes in my face. She going to throw rocks at my car window. She had me coming from work at 12 o'clock at night, peeking behind cars. Because this chick was really like... And I'm a big dude. And I'm like, I can't really see no woman, but this chick, the way she sounded like, boom. And I was like, wow. I've never seen her. Then I seen her one more time on the bus. She was like, oh, hi. Because they called me Shy, too. And she was like, oh, hi, Shy. And I just looked. Ah, how you doing? Because I wasn't driving at that time. I was like, ah, how you doing? Okay. Boom. I've never seen her again. I was like, oh, I don't want to see that, dude. Never been through that again. It's the baddest, because that's what she told me. She told me she's qualified bipolar.
Qualified? I never heard of qualified.
In other words, she's telling you she's crazy.
And she can get by with stuff.
Yeah, she's certified bipolar.
Okay, certified. Ooh.
And after that,
yeah,
that's when I started getting the calls. And my man told me, he was like, yo, why would you stop messing with her after she tell you she's certified bipolar? Hey, don't you think I'm a stupid
Right. I mean, you're just digging a ditch deeper, or digging a hole deeper for yourself. If you would have kept messing with her.
Exactly.
You know,
she's crazy, so that's her hint. If you leave her, she's going to go crazy. Nah, this chick got a girl, she was gay, and she got a baby. She got a baby father.
Wow. She must have had them real trained.
But you know what?
You just got to be very careful of everything that you're doing nowadays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just so much craziness, you know. It's like, if I can't have you, can't nobody have you. But when you love me enough to kill, just leave me alone, please. You know, because you gonna go to prison if you don't go to hell first.
Because mm-hmm.
trust and believe, my family gonna find you. I'm here to tell you.
I mean, this girl was really crazy. But
wow.
We just brought back some memories. Like, Lord have mercy.
I'm thinking back to some of my craziness too, you know. And it's scary when you really go back and think about what could have, would have happened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thankful that it didn't happen. But that blind dating, and I'm done with the online. Well, I'm done with dating right now, period, because when you got somebody, you ain't supposed to be out there trying to hook up with nobody no way.
So what was your craziest story that you could remember?
Oh, Lord, the craziest? Now you got to make me go way back. I got to think and ponder on that one. Because I'd have had some, but, ooh, what was my craziest? Oh, I don't know, probably trying to run over my baby daddy with his car. Did you hear me? Hello?
I'm sorry.
I said, did you hear me? I said, trying to run over my baby's daddy with his own car.
Oh, damn.
Well, he shouldn't have did. I mean, you know, how we going to go to a club together and you outside kicking it with another chick?
Oh, wow.
Then you gonna come over there trying to talk junk to me? First, I caught his finger in my mouth. because he kept pointing his hand in my face, right? I tried to bite that bad boy. And because we was living together, right? So I had the keys to the car. And he was trying to get in the car, so I locked the door and rolled the window up real, real quick, right? So he's still going to try to get in the car and everything like that. I started that bad boy. It was a Camaro, too. I'd never forget. Honey, he got in front of the car, thought I wasn't going to move it. Yeah, okay. I kept ripping up the engine first. I said, you better move, boy, because I'm going to get you. The bicycle, both of us was halfway lit.
Hold on, we have another caller. Hold
on. Okay.
Hello, caller, are you there?
What's good? I'm in the building. What's happening?
Hey.
What's going on?
AOT, I'm going to stay away from you. You're dangerous, yo. I just made
that
a mental note, man.
That was back in the days. I'm not like this anymore.
Sure. For sure you're not. But but, you know, thanks for the heads up, though. Word is wrong.
We say no not to cross this path,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What we doing right now, man, we just lollygagging. You know, talking about crazy stories till we have the multi-class CEO.
Oh, yo, son, you want to hear a crazy story?
Yeah.
I got the straight jacket for the crazy stories. Check it. This is your man right here, right? It's no, first of all, before we get started, shout out to all the moms out there. Happy Mother's Day weekend and all that good stuff.
Thank you.
All right. Yo, so you're mad, right? I'm dealing with this female, right? Names will not be used to protect the innocent. So, it's Valentine's, right? So, you know, me being the dude that I am or whatever, dealing with the chick or whatever, she was feeling me, whatever. So, she made dinner for me. I came through, you know, all that. She made dinner. I caught myself being slick because she was a bartender, right? Okay. And she was going to be working the bar at the club where they was having the Valentine's party at, right? So I'm like, you working tonight? She's like, yeah, I'm working. I was like, all right, bet. I'll see you there. I ate dinner, whatever. Bounce. Now, before I left, I took the spark plugs out of her whip so she couldn't go nowhere. Right?
You did what?
Wait. Well, hold up, cousin. Hold up. There's more. All right. So then I go over to, you know, other female's house or whatever. We're chilling. We're burning it down. We da-da-da-da, this and that. So we go into the spot. So now I'm safe and clear because I'm figuring the first one, she can't get out the house because the car's not going to be working. My dumb ass.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So I come up in the spot, me and the chick come in the spot, and when you come in the club, it's like wide open so everybody can see, you know, who's coming in or whatever. So boom, I'm walking in the spot, me and the female, she dip off to the bathroom. And who do I spot behind the bar? Bang! I said, oh, man, this is some monkey caca right here. So I go to the bar. She's looking at me sideways, whatever. I'm like, oh, it's good. And we talking. So the female number two, she come out the bathroom. And she come up to the bar. And she starts, putting her hands on me, putting her arm around me, whatever. And it went down. Yo, when I say it went down, cousin, they was boxing in the middle of the dance floor. And people were looking at me, and I was looking at them, like, you know, because you're money, you're rich. They was bad, son. Don't get it twisted. Man, I never messed with no boogers, man. I never messed with no boogers in my life. But it was just a situation where I got caught up in the middle, me trying to out-slick myself. And they was going at it, battling on the middle of the dance floor, like, bong, bong, bong. So they finally broke it up or whatever. So I had to take her home. Not the bartender. She stayed. I had to take the second chick home. I took her home all the way to the crib. You ain't this. You ain't that. Da, 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 da. I had to eat all of that, right? So finally got to her crib. Got in the driveway. Like, okay, now I'm on some machos. Now get out. You home. Now get out. She said, I ain't going nowhere. I said, what? She said, I ain't going nowhere. I said, you going somewhere. You know what I'm saying? So She gets out the car. No, she opens the door. I remember this is over 20 years ago. She opened the door. So, like, I'm sitting in the car, got the music pumping, some Dana Dane or something like that was rocking. So she get out the car. She's like, wait, I left my purse in there. And this is how I got to learn about females is real slick. You know what I mean? She got back in the car, my dude. Me with my dumb ass, I'm saying it again, my dumb ass, instead of boning out when she first got the car, she gets back in the car. And now we end up going back to the crib. Like, but she was cursing me out the whole way. So then, this is when the pages was rocking. So the first female was blowing me up. She was still at the bar. And, like, I felt like, T, I went from feeling like I was the man to, like, I was mini-man. You know what I'm saying? Because that never happens to me. That never happens to me. But it was just one time. It was real crazy. You know what I mean? I put it out there, whatever, because it is what it is. But still, though, man, it's just like some advice to the young brothers coming up. Make sure your game is your game. I guess I didn't know what I was doing when it came to the car mechanic stuff. You know what I'm saying? Because I thought I was in there, yo. Because I was like, yeah, we're going to go to the spot. We're going to hang out, da-da-da-da-da. And I get up in there. The first person I see behind the bar, bang. I was like, oh, now I got to flip into survival mode now. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
But that's yeah. Well, I was right, my dude.
Yeah, that was a wow.
Yeah.
You need to try to unhook the spark plug, man.
I should have called you before I did. But yo, I thought, you know what I mean? Because I mean, it was like I was just being me, man. You know, it was young, wild. You know what I mean? Could never one is not enough. 12 is not too many, you know what I'm saying? But that's just how it was. That was a little crazy story. But that's the only time in my life I ever got caught out there in a situation like that. So,
you knew better than other times, right?
I know better now. Trust and believe it.
You live and learn.
Yeah, you do. You live and learn, man. But, you know, everybody got a story to tell, but it's just that, you know, if you're going to put it out there, man, because, like, you know, everybody has a story, and your story might not be as bad as the stories you need to hear. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And like I kind of, you know, relate that to people that's going through things, you know, and they don't want to express themselves because they feel like nobody's paying attention or whatever. You get the shock of your life when you listen to other people whose stories is like 10 times worse than yours.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So like what you was going through was minor to, you know, compared to what they was dealing with. And then they're expressing it to you like, you know, I confide in you. You know what I mean? You might learn something from my story or whatever. You know what I mean? So that's just basically that. But, yeah, we all crazy. A little bit deranged. You know what I mean? Touch
mine.
How they used to say it and all that.
A good friend of mine.
Yeah, man, we in the building. I hope I didn't scare nobody. I hope the numbers ain't go down.
Nah. That's a funny thing.
But, yeah, I'm in the building. I'm hanging out, man.
Numbers.
You know what I mean?
I got a bunch of block numbers right now. So if you want to join in and you're already on the line, press 1. Yeah, obviously, you know, it's a reason why you got these block numbers. I don't know who they are, but I got a bunch of 1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1-1.
They want to tell a story, but they want to make sure nobody know who they are. They got all fake mustaches and all that.
I'm like, wow. But, you know, they don't bother me as long as you listen to hey. It is,
yeah.
6-7 area code and all that. I have no problem with it. As long as you listen, hey, I ain't gonna bother. But if you do want to join,
yeah,
right, like, the button.
Yeah, we ain't doing the enemy. We ain't doing the enemy of the state style. Don't worry about it. It's all good.
Exactly. I'm gonna tell you a crazy story with my mom. This is Mother's Day. I'm gonna tell you about one with my mom's, right?
Oh, okay. I got one. I got a mom story too.
Yes.
Go ahead, my dude.
We had just moved into the projects, right? So. You know, I seen this girl out there in life or whatever. My mom's is at work, and I'm like, yeah. Because every time she sees me, I never said nothing bad to this girl, nothing. But every time she sees me, she want to roll her eyes and, you know, oh, have you such and such. I'm like, okay. I went into my mother's room window, right? I had a thing.
Oh, my goodness.
So she
did the same thing, my G.
The window, right?
Uh-huh.
And I threw the egg. And I tried to hit her, and it just missed her. She looked up, and she must have seen me. So I'm sitting in the house, and then my mom's come from work. And she said, well, what you did today? I said, I didn't do nothing. She was like, you sure? So I said, yeah. So she left out of the room, and she went in the kitchen. And when she came back, she said, I'm going to ask you, what was
CQ do today? Now, she had a yellow plastic bat in her hand. You know, the plastic wiffle ball bat?
Yes, sir.
She had one of those in her hand. I said, I didn't do nothing, Mom, please. You know, I'm watching TV, such and such. She said, did you throw one of my eggs out the window? And I just looked. No, I didn't throw an egg out the window. She said, I counted my eggs. She had a whole dozen of eggs.
One egg
is missing now. Man, I told her no again. She broke down. I mean, literally, was tearing me up with the wiffle ball bat. Boom, boom, beat me to the wiffle ball bat, bend. And my brother comes in there and say, Mom, you messed up my wiffle ball bat. I'm like saying to myself, this is child abuse. You know, you're like beating me with a wiffle ball bat and everything. This is child abuse.
It could have been an aluminum bat.
He told me
a small thing. Word of mother.
You know what's the funny part? Because after she beat me, she asked that I want some ice cream or something. You know how parents feel sorry after they feel like they beat you too bad? That's what she did. You beat me so bad, it was like you had a guilty conscience. Why you don't beat me like that and have a guilty conscience? I know, but I still love, you know, but those were the days back then when beating meant something and make it
correct. That's right.
Nowadays, you
know what? And you say, and you know, you look back at it, and you're like, wow, at that moment, you was on some other stuff. But right now, you know, you're thankful for that, man. You know what I'm saying? I used to play, you know, baseball in the back of the building, with, you know, with my peoples in them. So my mom would be looking out the window or whatever, watching me. So it was this one particular game, yo, I couldn't get a hit for nothing, yo. I could not get a hit to save my life. Bottom of the ninth came up. I was already mad because I couldn't get a hit. And I crushed one. Boom. Going. All right? So I'm running around the bases or whatever. So as I get between second and third, they start coming and jumping, you know, because the game was over. I hit like a walk-off home run. So they was beating me in the head, you know, as I was rounding the bases. It was all love. So I'm happy. I'm feeling myself right now. So I run upstairs or whatever. My mother was like, Chris, why you let them beat you up like that? I'm like, what you talking about? I had no idea. She was, like, kind of tight, like. So all she seen was them, you know, hitting me as I was running around the bases. She didn't know, you know what I mean? So I was like, nah, I hit a home run or whatever to win the game. She was like, oh, okay. Like, you know what I mean? Like, okay, yeah, that's the best you could come up with, yo? All right. But, you know, it was just like the thing where she saw it one way, and she just was like, what the hell? I never heard of nobody getting beat up because they hit a home run. They wasn't beating me up. They was just jumping on me, piling, because, like, you know what I mean? But, yeah, again, man, like you said, man, you know, you cherish those moments, man, and, you know, stories like that, man. You get laughs out of them because you can relate to them. Because, like you were saying, with the wiffle ball bat and the egg, I had a story like that, too. I threw an egg out the window, hit this girl, Laura Simmons. Shout out to Laura Simmons, wherever you are. I hit her in the head. She came upstairs to the crib, knocking and banging on the door, bang, 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 bang. I was like, I ain't do nothing. I must have been, you know, the spirits must have been with me that night because my mom was like, he ain't do nothing. He ain't, and I don't know how I got away with it. You know what I mean? Because my thing was, Rich, as soon as I let it go, I, you know, ducked back and, closed the window or whatever. As soon as I let it go, I was, just, you know, sitting around to see if it hit her. And apparently it did because they ran upstairs. Like, they, behind was on fire, knocking on the door. Bang, 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 bang. My sister's like, what's going on? I said, I don't know. You know, my mom wasn't on no, you know, counting eggs or whatever, but she was just like, you didn't do it. I was like, nope. They was tight, son. They was tight. But, yo, you
it's
know, everybody got
you
stories, man. You know, everybody got stories, and we could sit up here all day, all night long, and bug out off of each other's stories, man, you know, but that just makes us what we are, man, you know?
We laughing at me, man. He lives it. Rick talking about getting butt whoopings. I got my worst one, and was my last one, I think, when I stole an orange from a blind woman.
Orange from a blind woman. Now she said,
wait a minute,
she
called and told on me. Wait a minute. I was only about 4 or 5, and so my mom was like, did you take it? And I was like, no, Mom. And I said, she said, well, she called and told me you took it because you was the only one over there. I said, how she see me take it and she's blind? What I say that for? I had to go pick my switches. I got the worst butt whooping.
That was a lot of fun, picking the switches.
And then going to talk about this going to hurt me bad as it hurts you. Well, then don't do it.
At the end of the day, they must have got hit to the program with me, Rich, and T, because my mom stopped beating me and started putting me on punishment, which was the worst. That was the worst. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
really
you get the little beating or whatever,
whoop.
You take the little, you know, you take that L or whatever, and then go outside, get out of here, go outside or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But that punishment stuff? Oh, hell no.
It ain't believing those 2 or 3 days.
Oh, no, son. You be looking out the window like sad sack, everybody outside playing, running around enjoying the sunshine and eating Italian ices and just bugging out. You up there sitting up in the window looking at your Tony Dorsett poster on the wall and reading your Hardy Boy mysteries. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, man, I'll be 48 in August, man. I feel blessed, man. I think, you know, my moms and pops and grandmas and aunties and cousins and brothers and uncles and all that for everything, man, because, you know, it could have been another story, you know what I'm saying? So let's look at it, the experiences. We had to talk about it, man, and bug out and have some fun, man.
Yeah. I mean, we wasn't going around shooting and killing like they do today.
Nah, we threw joints for real. You know, we shot the fair ones, you know what I mean? And if you know
you
shoot a fair one,
you
take a L, whatever. You dress yourself off and come back tomorrow, whatever, man.
And best friends.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah,
but it
was good hearing these old stories.
Yeah, man. I mean, you know, they say keep it real, right? That's what they say. Keep it real, you know.
Right. Exactly.
You know.
And you know, like I always say, a lot of parents nowadays want to be friends with their kids, which is not good at all.
Yeah, I mean, you know that's true, man. Because I can't really relate as far as being the parent component of it, because I don't have any kids like that. But you know, I think my sister, you know, lets her, you know, kids get away with murder.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, what? Oh, it's like that now? You know, you conforming to them? When did this become the rule? You know what I mean? But I mean, it just is what it is, man. And you know, if these youngsters of today had our childhood, I don't know if they'd last 5 minutes, my dude.
They wouldn't. They wouldn't.
I personally know of kids, you know, 17, 18, 19, even in their, you know, early 20s, that can't get on the bus or the train and take, like, the D train downtown and come back, or the bus. Don't know even how to move around where you live at. Now, I mean, what type of shame is that? You can't move.
Right.
You don't even know how to travel. Listen, when we was little, we was out.
Everywhere.
Everywhere.
We was everywhere.
We was out, yo. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? That just doesn't make no sense to me, man. All these advantages that these kids got, they don't really take advantage of them, man. We didn't have none of this.
Exactly. And when I tell people, I'll be like, yo, I was at Cedar Park when they trampled over the fence and everything. And they'd be like, hold up, no, she was like 71. Come on, man, he was only like 7 or 8 years old. Yeah, but my family.
And what?
Was
he was out there. That's right. Crazy, man. Crazy, man. Traveling on the train and just learning, you know, how to get around and how to move, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know, we wasn't no angels. Cause I remember the homies just throw the little pebble on the window at like 3 a.m. and said, "Let's go bomb the train." So I'm like, you know, we were out there, but you know, we knew how to move around and maneuver so we wouldn't get bagged or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Cause I never got bagged for nothing. So we had our days and we had our moments, man, and, you know, everybody tried to be fly or whatever, you know what I mean? And you moved how you moved.
Yep.
But, again, man, some of them, you know, salute to them that, you know, didn't make it or whatever for whatever reason, you know, and we just have to be thankful that we're here to talk about it and reminisce, because that's what keeps us young in mind and young in spirit.
Yeah, I try to tell my son, he's 17 years old, he tells me, oh, our generation was worse than his. I was like, oh, no. No. Our generation was not worse than these kids is now. Yeah, dead.
Nowhere near.
Nowhere, you're right. Nowhere near.
Nowhere like
right.
that. Oh, but you used to talk about the jams and they shooting at. Yeah, they shoot at the jams, but they shot it up in the air.
Yo, Rich.
Right.
The wildest,
right.
the wildest stuff I ever remember was the blackout, yo. 78.
Oh, yeah.
I was 12 years
that
old.
Was crazy.
It was out there.
I was
and when you tell people, you tell kids, you know what I mean, about the blackout and seeing people running down the street with couches and TV sets and dining room sets and
mm-hmm.
mattresses, they don't believe you. It's the truth, bro.
And it was.
You know what I'm saying?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
And I
remember that.
Grand Avenue at that time by the concourse.
Uh-huh.
But that's what you're trying to explain to them. They'd be like, nah. It wasn't that bad. I'm like,
they crazy. It wouldn't survive 5 minutes, man. I'm just keeping it 1,000 with them. It wouldn't survive five minutes, man.
Yeah, you're definitely keeping it real on that point.
Because, you know, first of all, you want to hide behind a gun. First of all, let's keep it real thorough. Let's peel all the layers off the onion, all right? So even if you wasn't the nicest with your hand, you know what I mean? You might have had to carry something or pick up something to defend yourself or whatever. But you kept scrapping. It wasn't no one and done end of story. I'm going to get my gun and shoot you.
Right, right, right. And
you know
there wasn't
I mean?
No gang banging where they jumped.
Your moms would be like, oh, did you win? And be like, nah, so, you know, don't come home until you whip their ass. Excuse my foot. Sorry, Mr.
Right.
I'm sorry.
basically,
you know what I mean?
You're right.
So you had to have
you know,
some kind of, you know, some kind of toughness about you to even, you know, survive in your neighborhood. You know what I mean? Because it was going
right.
down either at school, somebody tried to play you at school, somebody tried to play you around your way, or whatever. So you
mm-hmm.
had to have some kind of defensive, you know, posture about yourself, man. Real talk.
Or either they want to tell you that they going to call diapers on you, but I'm going to tell you, if you ever call the cops on me, you better stay with them because I'm going to get you again once
you
I get out.
Stay with them. I hear you.
That's another thing.
You know,
yeah,
so,
I mean, seriously. When it gets to the point I can't discipline mine, I mean, that's my grandchildren.
Right, right. When did it get to that point where
kids?
They control you from outside of your home, you know, your
exactly.
four square, you know what I mean?
Right.
How can they control
well,
that?
Y'all, I didn't even know we was over the time. We also got the Money Platinum Records artists and them on the line. But y'all have any final thoughts y'all want to say real fast? Maybe now I can
keep it real.
Yo, happy Mother's Day to everybody, man. Do what you do, man. And youngsters, man, pay attention to what's going on around you, man. It's a lot going on. Get off your block. Go see the world. Get your passport. Now, man, and go see the world. Peace.
Exactly.
Good looking, man. Good looking, G. I want to thank y'all for joining me. Maybe now I get to see who all these block numbers is that's on.
Yeah.
But
oh, the pressure's on now. Uh oh.
How did you see all these block numbers? 968, 323.
Shout out to all the block numbers.
And all that. I got more block numbers than anything. I'm like, who all these block numbers? But I want to thank y'all for joining me. But y'all can tune in because
no
problem. Y'all want to tune in. If y'all have anything y'all want to say about the artist material that's being played, feel free to press that one button one more time. And, you know, be truthful with them. If you feel it's not what it is, and if you feel that, you know, they need some work, let them know. But this is Universal Money Platinum Record artist that's coming on.
Okay.
You know?
Salute.
All right.
And you could do it like that. We got, I don't know, May, I know you did some music a lot. We have Knott Turner. I don't know if you heard of him. He did with Missy Elliott, Dre, Mariah Carey, Snoop Dogg, producer and all that. So we all here.
You're on the line now?
Yeah, I'm going to start the segment right now.
Oh, okay, peace, Knock. Okay.
All right, so thanks for calling. All right, Dons and Divas, coming up next, we have the artist from the artist from Money Platinum Records in the building. We should have Barcelona, Art of Trend, City Boy Street, Legion, Anthony Quinn should be on the line. And Knott Turner. So we're going to take a quick minute break, and we're going to come back and find out exactly everybody that's on the line. So don't move. This is GQ Palace Radio. Love and entertainment. It's butter. Radio.
You all appreciate it. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17.
Though back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't a woman alive that could take my mama's place. Suspended from school, scared to go home. I was a fool with the big boys breaking all the rules. Shed tears with my baby sister. Over the years, we was poor than other little kids. And even though we had different daddies, the same drama when things went wrong, we blamed mama. I reminisce on the stress I caused. It was hell, hugging on my mama from a jail cell. And who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, mama, you always was a black queen, mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay you back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Nobody tell us it was fair. No love for my daddy, cause the coward wasn't there. He passed away and I didn't cry, cause my anger wouldn't let me feel for a stranger. They say I'm wrong and I'm heartless, but all along I was looking for a father, he was gone. I hung around with the thugs, and even though they sold drugs, they showed a young brother love. I moved out, started really hanging. I needed money of my own, so I started slanging. I ain't guilty, cause even though I sell rocks, it feels good putting money in your mailbox. I love paying rent when the rent's due. I hope you got the diamond necklace that I sent to you. Cause when I was low, you was there for me. You never left me alone because you cared for me. And I can see you coming home after work late. You're in the kitchen trying to fix us a hot plate. You're just working with the scraps you was given. And mama made miracles every Thanksgiving. But now the road got rough, you're alone. You're trying to raise two bad kids on your own. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. And dear mama, you all appreciate it. Pour out some liquor and I reminisce. Cause through the drama I can always depend on my mama. And when it seems that I'm hopeless, you say the words that can get me back in focus. When I was sick as a little kid, to keep me happy there's no limit to the things you did. And all my childhood memories are full of all the sweet things you did for me. And even though I act crazy, I gotta thank the Lord that you made me. There are no words that can express how I feel. You never kept a secret, always stayed real. And I appreciate how you raised me and all the extra love that you gave me. I wish I could take the pain away. If you can make it through the night, there's a brighter day. Everything will be alright if you hold on. It's a struggle every day, gotta roll on. And there's no way I can pay you back. But my plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it. Dear mama,
place no one above
you. You all appreciate it.
Don't you know we love you?
Dear mama.
Money Platinum Records, I have City Boy Street, Anthony Quinn, Knock Turner, and Legion. Welcome to DC Power.
Thank you, thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, very much.
All right.
Knock, you there?
Damn.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Can you hear me?
Okay, let's...
Yes, sir.
City Boy Street, you're there, right? Let me hear City Boy Street.
Yes, sir.
Y'all didn't get it. Y'all didn't remember Denzel Washington? Y'all remember Denzel Washington when he was crushing the phone?
Wait, Anthony Quinn, are you there, right?
I'm here.
Okay. Knock Turner, you there, right?
Yeah, it's Knock Turner. I'm here.
Okay, Legions, you there, right?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Okay, I have somebody else on the line. Borsalina, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Now, this is how we're going to start. First, I want to start with Anthony Quinn. Because what we're doing is, I don't normally do it this way, but we're doing a two-hour segment on just Money Platinum Records. All right? So, now, Anthony Quinn, I want to start with you. How did the name Money Platinum Records come about?
That's a funny story. That derived from my nickname, Money T. Back in the day, I was DJ Money T.
Okay.
A lot of people don't know I started off as a DJ. And so with starting off as a DJ, I actually had my hands on a lot of people's music. And having my hands on a lot of people's music, I was basically just, you know, getting them spin, getting them a lot of publicity in the whole nine yards. And a friend of mine, who was another DJ, pretty much just said, you know, hey, you know how to handle everybody's music real good. You know how to turn people into platinum. You know, and constantly said that. So the idea actually came into my head, you know, Money Platinum. So that's basically how it arrived.
Now, I'm going to get back to you, Anthony, because, you know, Money Platinum, they deal with Universal, long-time major label. I want to get to Knock Turner now. Knock Turner, let me ask you, you deal with people like Missy Elliott, Dre, and, you know, you did produce tracks for them. Do you consider yourself as being more of a DJ skill? Do you consider a producer being more like a DJ?
What did you say? Do I produce?
Yeah.
Do I DJ?
Produce. You did tracks for Missy Elliott and Dre.
I write and rap, and I do jingles like Nate Dogg.
Oh, you do jingles. Okay, I was just born something different. Oh, you're a jingle man.
All I really know is y'all wants to be with me, and she ain't playing super ugly. You don't know that?
Well, you know what? Teach my fans something that they don't know. What makes Knock Turner from what he do different from everybody else?
What make me different is that I go against the grain all the time. One thing for sure is that I got a new album coming out, of course, and my name is Nocturnal. I'm a global artist. People know who Nocturnal is. All they got to do is look up Super Ugly, and they're going to know exactly who I am. If they don't know who I am, their parents know who I am because their parents used to listen to them, and they probably heard it in the car and just didn't know it was me.
Okay. Actually, we got you on. I'm going to get back to you now, son. I got some things for you. I'm going to get back to you. Let me get to City Boy Street because I also have to play some artist tracks. Now, City Boy Street, how did you come up with your name?
Personally, I'm from New York, and I had moved to Pennsylvania. And one day I was just sitting with the person who found my group, and I was just trying to figure out, like, what is something that will represent me and where I'm from and stuff. And I just felt like I was a city boy from the streets. You feel what I'm saying? So I just had put it together and ran with it from that day and just created my brand since that day. And now everybody knows who City Boy Streets is, type boy there.
All right. Legions, tell us how you came up with your name.
We came up with our name, you know, for I Am Many. So there's a lot of us, a lot of different styles, you know. It's like you never know who you're talking to. So, you know, it's really internal.
Okay, Borsalina, tell us about you. How you came up with your name?
Well, I'm a female lady boss off the West Coast, and, you know, just being a boss and being a leader of my own team, my studio, just running a lot of things, everybody always just always called me boss. But they used to always say they remind, I remind them of the boss. I used to be a rapper back in the day that used to come out named Boss, so they always used to give me that. And one day my brother came at me and was like, we gonna name you a girl version of a boss. It was Bossalina, so that's how I came out with Bossalina, and I've been Bossalina ever since.
Okay. Now, Anthony Quinn, how did you come about meeting these artists, and what gave you that feeling to like, okay, I want you on this label? Tell me what City Boy Street, Legions, and Bartholomew. I know we still waiting for some more people to come on, but tell me about them three right there.
Did you guys hear what he said?
I think we lost Anthony Quinn. You should call him back. So, Nocturna, since you're executive, I want to put you on that question.
What's that?
What made you want to, like, put City Boy Street, Legions, and Bossalina in tap with your label?
You're asking him that question.
Yeah, you're asking me the wrong question.
Yeah, you should be asking me that. I'm the vice president.
Wait.
I'm the vice president.
You're the executive producer of this label, right?
He's going to
be the executive producer?
Well, one thing for sure is this label is going to blow because it's like a Legion of Doom. But I'm signed to Sony Red. I'm signed to the Urban Department to Sony. And that's how things are going to come about. So the point being is that, like, the question that should be answered is this. What can we expect from Nocturna? What you can expect is a new Jinjois West Coast.
No. Nocturna, you can't tell a host what to ask you. You answer the questions that gives you. Now, I've been a news industry over 20 years. I deal with Ever Being Rock, Kim, Rob Swinger, Chubb Rock, all of them. I've been in the music industry. I know a lot about you. I've been in it over 20 years. What I'm asking you is, you told me you're the executive producer of this label. That's what you told me.
I didn't tell you that.
Operator. Oh, well, that's my switchboard operator for me. I'm sorry. That's my switchboard operator for me.
I didn't tell him that. I didn't tell you that.
I apologize. That's why I came to you with the question, because that's what I was informed. You understand?
Well, all I'm saying is I didn't tell you that. I didn't tell anyone that. I don't have the lie to kick it.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what I want to do right now? I believe we have Anthony Quinn back on the line. Quinn, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I apologize. Technical difficulties.
Okay. Let me get back to the question with you, sir.
Very, very gifted. Very gifted artist. Very gifted artist. Legions. His history. Really is a gifted artist. He has different styles. I knew that he was a gifted artist, and I knew that he was a heavyweight because he did some things, you know, 3-6 Mafia, Mystical, and it was only good for me to actually get him because I saw potential. And mainly when I look at artists, I look at the longevity versus the right now. And so I started with Legions. Got him on the track with Swisher House, pushing him on a mixtape this past August, and had over 200,000 views, downloads, and just took off from there. I heard, you know, during that time, I was hearing about Bossalina. Bossalina was doing heavyweight shows all out in California. I already knew her manager, contact, which was Boss Player. And just constantly hearing about Bossalina as the months go on. Nocturna, this guy right here is very, 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 very good legend. I mean, he has did things with Nate Dogg, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg. He's been in the show with I forget the name of it, with Jason Statham.
The Transporter movie.
My fault. He was actually in he made the soundtrack for Transporter, and very gifted guy.
Missy Elliott,
I mean, you name it.
I wrote the Wire soundtrack.
Mariah Carey, you name it. And so each time I kept finding out of people that he's been dealing with, It really actually impressed me.
No, I could have sworn I asked that, but go ahead.
Also, the artist of City Boy Streets. This guy right here is I think 9 times his manager has messed him up on a major deal. His latest one was Maybach Music, and that's when NPRE Epic Sound stepped in and pretty much picked him up. And that guy's a serious heavyweight. He's got a show that's going to be coming up with Rick Ross and Lil Wayne and some more majors down in Florida, 25,000 people. So each one of these guys, I pretty much saw the potential and went after them. And pretty much a business facet. Not saying, you know, hey, what are you doing big over here? Come with me. None of like that. But basically going to them
we are saying we're doing it big. I sold over 52 million globally. How is that not doing it big? We're doing it big.
Well, okay. No. What I'm saying, Nocturnal, is, in other words, when I approach each artist, I didn't approach them with ego. Okay.
I don't have an ego. I approach.
No, I'm talking about myself.
Truth.
I'm talking about myself.
Okay.
What I want to do right now, Mr. Quinn,
I want to get into the first track, and that's when I'll get into the City Boy Street. Then I want to come to one of the legions, find out what's going on with him, and then I want to come to Borsalina, because I got a couple of tracks of each one of them, and I want to try to get to play, you know, as much of them as I can possible, because my lines is flooding. Like I told you, we got over 65,000 listeners within 2 years. And I want to get their tracks out there so people could hear and they could get their comment on their track.
Gotcha.
So I'm going to come back to you, Mr. Quinn. I definitely got to come back to you. No question about
okay.
it. But City Boy Street, I want to get into your track, Money, Cars, and Clothes. Tell us about that.
All right. That song basically came about my producer. He stayed in Atlanta. He wound up coming across Rick Ross. He had Rick Ross had basically came to his studio, and he was specially making this beat for me. So basically, he had got we had the money on time, you know what I mean. So we was able to get Rick Ross on the song. The meaning of the song is basically like an all around theme about money, cars, and clothes. A lot of stuff that people want nowadays, you know what I mean. I was able to give it an East Coast feel because I am from New York with a down south vibe. So that's why I did the chop and screw type of voice on it, and just try to make it real clean and professional because this is my first major single. So that's basically kind of how I came up.
I want you to introduce that single when you're ready.
I'm ready right now. You know what I mean?
The new song
coming up is City Boy Streets featuring Rick Ross and Live Shells, Money, Cars, and Clothes. Y'all get ready for this one because y'all going to hear it everywhere.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Maybach Music. GQ Palace Radio. GQ Palace.
Hey, yo, Chef. I ain't even gonna lie, man. They telling the truth. Cause we got
money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes. Minnesota State. No money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes.
Yeah, I be riding, getting paper. Shout out to my haters with a beat that look good in every size and every flavor. Got a white chick Anastasia, Asian girl named Asia, Chinese girl named China, and a black girl named Malaysia. Took a trip down to Jamaica, on every acre, and they don't sell Dutchess. Now we rolling paper, I got swag on top of swag, bag on top of bag. Bought so many clothes, I'm popping tags on top of tags. Cause we got
money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes. When it's sold in no money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes. Blowing on the
cheap.
Money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes. Man, it's sold in no money, cars, and clothes. Money, cars, and clothes. Blowing on the cheap. Double cup of
I started with ratchets. I'm talking asparagus. I'm heavy on patches. If we ballin' and blowin', 7 bottles of Moet. Your credit card declined. Bottles had to go back. I know you's embarrassed. I smoke like a chalice. I'm burning that cool. They could smell me in Dallas. It's usually a P. Nothing small as an O. I'm just keeping it G. I might swap you with blue.
Money calling clothes, money calling clothes, clothes, money calling clothes.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Rich Money, let's do it,
Money calling clothes, money calling clothes, man, it's all in.
LV while I'm smoking more. Stunt on any like Jeff Hardy. Wavy look, I'm so gnarly. Strapped up, racked up, shorty. Sean Kemp, I got 40 on me. Medusa chain, I'm stone, homie. Got a couple bad bitches and they all on me.
Money calling clothes.
And they all on me.
Money calling
clothes.
All on me. Money calling clothes. Money calling clothes. Ain't blowing on it. Double cover, moving slow. Money calling clothes. Money calling clothes. Money calling clothes, man, it's sober than you know. Money calling clothes, money calling clothes, and blowing on the floor. Double cup of moving slow.
Kitty boy, I'm definitely feeling that. Ain't no question about it.
Gotta make a little answer with that type of song right there.
We got some more callers calling in. I just want to have a caller on the line. I want to speak to y'all, but let me just let everybody know once again that we have a bunch of new callers that called in who we got on the line. We got City Boy Street. We got Nocturna. We got the Legions. We got Boss Lena. And we have Anthony Quinn from Universal Money Platinum Records. City Boy Street, that joint right there is crazy. I'm definitely feeling it. We have a caller on the line. I want to bring him on. All right, y'all cool with that?
Yeah, we cool with that.
Yeah, we good.
Bring you on.
Yep.
Hello, caller, are you there?
Peace. What's good? What's going on? Shout
what's
out
going
to
on, my man?
The Money Platinum situation and all that. City Boy Slim, Barcelona. Nah, I mean, nah. I seen you before, my G. I think I ran into you at a Rocksteady event, man, a couple years back. You know what I mean? But it's all good. Mr. Quinn, salute. You know what I mean? Doing your thing, man. Really, I think I'm interested more into knowing that what's your motivation and what, you know, sparks a vibe in making you want to put pad to pen and putting something out there that represents you and where you're from. I think you're a West Coast-based artist?
Of course I am.
Okay. All right. Now I know. Now I know for sure.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So what is the motivation?
I'm going to tell you. I already know where you're going with this. So I'm going to tell you what Dr. Dre told me when he lost his June bug. You know what the June bug is, right?
Yes, sir.
It don't die.
Okay, he lost his junior, you know? And that's why he wanted to make Detox. But then he made Beats by Dre with the headphones, and he told me it's time for the Prince of the West Coast to grow to be what he needs to be. So basically, he has my back to the fullest. So
okay.
What inspires me, what Dre did to me is basically wake up the sleeping giant on the West Coast. I was satisfied with just collecting my publishing checks and my royalty checks.
I heard that.
I wasn't worried about coming back out.
Okay.
But when Dr. Dre says he can't do it again because he lost his June bug and asked me to help, that's what I have to do.
All right, so basically to that, I'm just going to say I'm looking forward to hearing, you know, some stuff from you getting back in the game, hard body and all that. Mr. Quinn, what made Barcelona stand out to you as far as a female artist? I like her voice or whatever, so what made her stand out to you as far as being that female that could really, you know, do it and keep the West Coast tradition held down? Because, you know, it goes back from, like, Rage and all of them. So what made her stand out to you?
Oh, man, are you kidding? That's the evolution of female rappers right there.
Yes, sir.
Barcelona has a style that I haven't even heard of. I've been around doing tours and doing shows, you know, just around doing, you know, different things with the NPRE Epic Sound situation.
Right.
And, you know, we recently merged. It was NPRE, now NPRE Epic Sounds. But Barcelona, beast, straight female beast.
As long as you mentioned the boss name, she's from Detroit, and, you know, I know her, and, you know, she was one of them that held it down real, real tight. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I know they expect some good things from Barcelona, because she's carrying that name. That's what's up.
Yes, yes. I couldn't have a better female on the label right now.
Mm. So,
yeah.
That.
Definitely going to hear a lot from her.
How you doing, Barcelona? You don't get quiet on me now.
Oh, no, I'm good.
What's
good,
lady? What's good? All right. That's what it is. That's what it is. City Boy Street. What's good,
what's
homie?
What's good, my man?
Everything's everything. What part of New York you from, my G?
I'm from the Bronx.
Where in the Bronx?
I'm from 151 in Morris.
Salute.
Right by 3rd
Salute.
Avenue and Lincoln Hospital.
Okay, so your song is what's happening, man. I like it. I just would have made it more about you. You know what I'm saying? If it was me, my situation, if I was dealing with you, I'd have made it more about you because you got some flows with you.
Appreciate
you know what
it,
mean?
My man.
And you got some flows with you, and, you know, the joint is hot. Not taking nothing away from nobody. That's the one to shout out to Rick Ross and all that. But I wanted to hear, I was more interested in hearing you.
His name is Rick Ross.
Oh, word. Nah, I definitely understand you. That's why I got my other single out with Just Me Only and
yes,
stuff.
Yes, sir. So, yeah, salute to y'all situation, man. Much luck to y'all, man, and what y'all do, because sometimes you just got to move it how you feel it, man, and do what you do.
Appreciate
hey,
it, man.
Excuse me, sir. Can you get off the line? Can I say something?
I think he's still on the line. I'm here.
What's good, y'all? I'm here. I think his name is now Rick Rosé, because the real Rick Ross got out of jail.
Yeah, I understand that. So my thing is, how can we name ourselves Rick Ross in the first place?
Right.
So if we're going to talk about it, let's talk about it. I'm not really feeling that dude. So Rick Ross is Rick Ross. He got to rock with that. That's the name I know him by. I can't keep up with all that. He changed his name today and all that. I'm not really understanding that. I'm not really interested in that.
But the real Rick Ross founded L.A.
I know. I'm the freeway Ricky Ross. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Salute. I'm up on all of that. Salute the freeway Ricky Ross. Salute the God bless the dead 50 Cent. God bless him, the real original 50. You know what I mean? So you're talking to a vet right now, G. So we can do it.
Everybody,
yes, sir.
Excuse me. I'm just want to say this a little bit real quick. Everybody that listens to hip-hop knows how the game goes with the Rick Ross situation, Rick situation, whatever. But everybody know, but it's all good. We ain't tripping. We just do our thing.
That's right.
Oh,
if
no,
you gotta
we're
respect
not tripping,
that.
Man. But I'm going to change my name to LeBron James. It's all good.
And one thing I just want to say, we're just trying to bring back the realism of the music, because right now I feel personally that the game is grim right now. It's so grim right now to
it's
where...
It's on rigor mortis status, family.
Right. It's so grim right now to where we have to have
it
back and alive with the realness, man. No matter what coast you representing, as long as you bringing that real live music,
that's all you can ask for from
that's,
an artist,
that's
man.
That's what I'm trying to get.
That's what we're trying to create.
Because everybody right now is like playing mimicry roles. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm going to follow them.
Say that again, man.
If you do it, make it happen. That's all we ask for.
Well, I'm the real
Okay, so this is what I need y'all to do for me. This is what I need y'all to do because the lines are flooded. Call, I want you to stay on the line, but I want to get into
I'm in the building, man.
Let's take some more calls. Let's have some fun.
I want to get into the Legions track real fast.
Shout out to the Legions, man.
Legion. Tell us about that track, Legion Walking, because I want to get into that real fast. I believe Brian and Louie and Mars M.O.G. also on the line. Just to let y'all fellas know, my switchboard operator informed me. We didn't forget about y'all. We're going to put y'all on the air. But I just want to get into this Legion Walking track real fast. Legion, tell us about that track.
We feel like it's a real good track, you know. Shout out to Hurricane, D-Style,
you know,
he did a whole lot of things on it, and, you know, a lot of good people helped us out.
Helped
more
out.
About, you know, we feel like we, like the Michael Jackson of hip hop. We are in a China. You know, we ain't just gonna stand there and just like, hey, and just want everybody to sing our song and all that type of stuff there. You know, so
that's true performance.
Okay,
exactly.
Okay. Well, you know what? We're going to get into that right now. Brian, Louis, Austin, OG, I want y'all to stay on the line. We're going to get into Legion Walking by Legion from Universal Money Track Records. And we're going to come back and take y'all call. All right? That's cool, everybody? Yeah.
That's cool.
All right, let's make it happen. All right, Dons and Divas, here's some more fire from y'all. From the Universal Money Platinum Records company, Legion Walking with the G College Radio, Love and Entertainment. It's fun.
Pass it to the speaker.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Most like these.
Hey, it's Kim. On Friday nights, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby.
Friday night, I spend my time listening to Rich Money, Love and Entertainment on GQ Palace Radio. It's Butter Baby.
Hey yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Exclusive, and I'm chilling with my dog Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Chris Brown ain't got no boots like these. Michael Jackson didn't have no boots like these. Elvis Presley didn't have no boots like these. I'm a grown man on the other CT Palace. In the club, fresh and clean, CEO stack. I got my guy game right. Y'all boys are battling. Lame Tuesday, try to step to me for a challenge. But I crush ya, treat ya like a sucker. Lady like Manny Boy, Leisure's a bad mother shed show. Now when I show you what this Leisure walking about. Down in Memphis, where we make them have to take another ride. When I lace up my boots, it's going down. Music got me feeling like I'm moonwalking through the crowd. Chris Brown ain't got no boots like these. Boots like these. Michael Jackson didn't have no boots like these. Boots like these. Elvis Presley didn't have no boots like these. Boots like these. Cause these boots still made for the leisure walking. These boots still made for the leisure walking.
I'm just kidding. Go ahead.
And Quinn, he had a lot to do with it. He real motivated.
Cortez Squad. You know, it's just a lot. You know, that's how we get down. You know, we like to move, you know, work the crowd and everything else. And, you know, just go even go back to the MC Hammer days. And I can't even think about it. What's out of Chicago?
Hey,
the one that's doing everything, the Kim guy. But the one that married the Kim. Don't tell him I ain't forgot the main name.
Kanye West?
I'm sorry, Kanye.
Talking about Kanye West?
Him and his Jesus walk, that's really the Legion walk, man. Come on, man.
You came through here
and got some.
I want to bring on another caller. See, I don't want to take nobody off the line. I want us all to be on the line. You know, everybody has something to say, and I don't want my switchboard operator to take nobody off and put them back on.
You can't touch this.
I want to be everybody on the line. So, you know, but I want us to all collaborate. You know what I mean? Instead of everybody talking at once. Okay? Hello, Brian and Louie, are you there?
Yo, we're good. What's good over there?
Okay. Okay, you have City Boy Street on the line, not Turner on the line.
Yeah, that's my boy, yeah.
What's good,
City? What's good, everybody? How's it going over there?
Popping, Louie. Good. Going good.
Man, what's good, dog? Man, I just want to say what's up to the Fifth Boy gang, you know, City Boy, La Shells, everybody, you know, from the Tone, just giving the love out. You know how it is. You know how it is, dog.
Already, man. I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Turn up, dog. You already know. I wish I could be out there with you. You already know?
Shit. Turn down for what?
Man.
Exactly. I mean, it's a good time with it tonight, right? Club scene, everything. What's going down?
What'd you say?
Are y'all going to the club tonight? What's popping off?
Oh, of course, of course. We're going to be in the club tonight. Hit my line up.
Definitely, definitely.
That's a bet, man. Appreciate you calling
in.
Hell
yeah, man. Y'all be good out there. Be safe, man. I'll see you when you get back.
Already.
Right. All right,
man.
We have another call on the line. We're going to bring them on. Hello, Mars G. OG. Are you there?
My guy.
What's up, man? It's Mars OG.
Representing
Floater Culture.
Money Platinum Records.
Going down, man. I'd like to give a shout out to
Boss
Arena.
What's good?
And my boy City Boy Streets and the Empire Epic Sounds, MPRE.
Hello?
Appreciate it.
Yeah, man.
Alrighty, man. I appreciate you calling.
What's up, Mars Optic?
What's up?
Cali.
Well, we got
to
be in Long Beach.
And out.
Floater Beach in it. Checking y'all out on the radio. I just posted up so all my people could check y'all on this radio station right now. But all the music sounding good to everybody. The music is played. The Legion, City Boy song. I like another City Boy song called Skinny and Tatted. That shit go.
Ooh, we ain't
know,
put that out yet,
that.
Man.
All the Skinny Boys got all the Skinny Boys waiting for that.
Yeah,
so I'm just calling in, representing Floater Culture. We forward to looking, working with y'all on some clothing coming up soon this summer.
Shout out to sponsors.
I'd like to say to you, Mars, I appreciate you, you know, taking time out to actually hook up with the artists of the MPRE, Epic Sound. And I've been watching it. I like the move. I appreciate that.
No, it's like the same to you, man. I see you guys making big moves.
Silly about
the clothes. Yeah, we got you.
You got fire clothes.
Cut to
working
the chase.
With you now. So we'll connect y'all to stay.
Send me some interest medium t-shirts.
You got you guys. All right,
man,
energy. Okay.
Set it up.
Okay, yeah. Now I want to get to Barcelona.
Yes.
Let me ask you this. As far as you being a female artist, do you feel it's more difficult for a female than a male?
Of course. Of course it is. It's much, much harder. I mean, my intake is being much, much harder, you know. I mean, we got to be harder all the way, from the grind to the boss to being very, very lyrical. To, you know, we have to really show and prove in all things business. So it's much harder.
Okay, so what makes Barcelona different from any other female artist that's out there?
Because she beat people up more than she can rap.
I'm gonna go stand in line for her record right now.
I want her to answer that question, but then we're gonna get into her single likely.
I
mean, it's me being a boss, me running my own everything, you know, from recording, mixing, mastering, engineering, my grind. So I think, you know, just my grind and me being my own boss sets me aside from a lot of females.
Okay, so you know what I want to do? I want to get into your single Like Me, and then we're going to get to the questions at hand, then we're going to get into another one with each one of y'all tracks, all right?
Yeah.
So tell us about Like Me for Selena.
Oh, Like Me, it's one of those little club bangers. You know, I'm like Legion. I like to entertain as well. You know what I mean? I do a little bit of everything, don't get me wrong. But I really, really love to entertain and have fun and perform in the club. So that's one of my bangers. Featuring Saxon Mill, produced by Beat Boys. It's one of my favorites. I'm actually open at night.
Introduce
it. Oh, okay. This is Boss Selena, featuring Saxon Mill, Like Me, On Me. West, West.
And you do know that.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Make money, hit the streets, know what it is when you fucking with a G. Boss like me, like me, like me, like me, like me, like me, like me.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey Destruction, formerly of Main Source and the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip-Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Exclusive, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we on a live station right now.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. It's money. Let's do it.
Walking
like King Kong, everybody
know me, gotta love me, we can make it happen.
I ain't
fucking
with you niggas, I ain't fucking with you bitches, that's just automatic. I just know how to go out and get it. I go out, I go out, I go out, I split it. Levi, slow the TV, run our own business. You might catch me selling CDs, posted up on Venice. Posted at the blue line, posted in your city. Trying to get the key, run the city like Diddy. Compton's where I step, that's where I got my name. Of course they put me to the test, now they say my name. Never been a fake and I've never been a lame. Always been a leader, I could run my own team. Yes, they call me boss, boss of belly, Miss Payne. Started in the streets, and the streets is where I claim.
Make money, hit the streets. Know what it is when you fucking with a G. Boss like me, like me, like me, like me, like me, like me, like me. Bitch, you don't grind, you don't eat. Baby, on your hustle, rap is calling on me. On me, on me, on me, on me, on me.
Low lows, Bomb Beach, Chuck Keys, palm trees. OGs in the yard, pushing weight with ease. The little homies on the knees, shooting dice for cheese. Compton, yeah, that's the name of my hometown. Niggas come around, talking shit, they're getting shut down. Off the mound, niggas pitching pounds of blow. 25 acts, we can make it rain or snow. And we keep a pistol with us, catch you try to get close. And if you think you're jacking me, boy, you better get gone. Cause it'll be 100 niggas on your head. Coming all blue and some in all red. Cause they know I'm getting bread. I tell them ratchet hoes get lost, go live. And the man's wanna walk on my shoes but can't stand.
Tryna get like me, hit the street. Know what it is when you fucking wanna G. Pop like me, like me, like me, like me.
You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment, with your host Rich Money. Rich Money, Rich Money, Rich Money, Rich Money, Rich Money.
Yeah, Like Me, that's what I'm talking about. Boss Selena in the building.
Right,
you know what I mean? You gotta salute that.
I will possibly that.
What made you come up with that particular concept?
Oh man, cause my grind out here is, you know, I got a cool little buzz in Cali, so it just, you know, just let people know that you got to get on your grind. You know what I'm saying? Get on your grind like me, you know, because my grind is really, really sick right now. So if I encourage everybody I can, you know, get like me.
Hey yo, Rich, what's good, man? I'm gonna ask a couple of questions. I'm interested in this joint, man. It's saying something to me.
You know what, man?
You know what I'm saying?
I'm gonna leave it to you for a while.
That's what it is. Salute. So yeah, Barcelona. So that's the introductory track right there. That's real, real solid right there. I can see that in the club. You know what I mean? And it's got a little head knock situation with it. Then it connects down to your neck and make your neck want to move and all that. Shoulders start playing around, and next thing you know, you out there swinging it. You know what I mean? So, Boss Like Me, that is a joint. You know, tell me a little bit more about that. Go into a little bit more in depth with it. Is it a message you trying to, you know, you want them to be like you, or if they're not, get up off their ass and make it happen like you do?
Both. You know, a lot of people. Well, right now, you know, I'm my own engineer. You know what I'm
no
saying?
Doubt.
I actually recorded, written it, mixed it, mastered it all myself. I've been, you know, recording studios, so I record a lot of artists as well. As I do events, I'm throwing a set tonight. I'm throwing an event tonight that I'm going to Atlanta. So, you know, I went out of clubs. You know what I mean? Got all kind of artists going to perform tonight. Shout out to everybody performing tonight. And, you know, I'm just really out there. I'm a boss, but I'm also an artist and a fan of other artists as well.
Okay, so you got the artist side and the production side. So you got
everything.
Both ears for it.
Everything.
Okay. So, Mr. Glenn, you feeling real good about that, right?
Oh, of course. You know, of course. I'm Barcelona, you know what I'm saying? I'm a boss. I'm a real boss. So everything I do, I run. So,
no
you know?
Doubt. That's what it is. You're listening to GQ Palace, man. Rich Money. Mr. Quinn, so what do you see as far as, like, next year at this time? Where are you guys going to be at next year at this time?
I don't know if he's even still there. Yo, Tone. I guess I have to answer his question for him.
Yeah, man. I mean, whoever wants to answer, just dive on in, man. Whoever, you know, feel
right,
like they want to get there.
Look.
Before that,
hold
on real quick. Do we have blah, 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 blah?
I don't know if he has blah, 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 blah.
Well, he's trying to get downloaded.
Do you have the new single from Nocturne?
Nah, I don't know. You got to ask Rich, man. You know
Rich?
What I'm saying? I don't know what, you know, what music he has.
Hey, Barcelona going to answer your question, though. You know, I feel that NPRE going to be at the top of this game by next year. You heard?
Okay. Okay,
that's what I was really
trying to say. I'm just asking.
Well, I can't hear everybody when they're talking. I need somebody to talk just to be the spokesperson. I can't hear everybody when they're talking at the same time.
Okay, I just wanted to know if you had the new Nocturnal single, blah, 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 blah. You could download it.
Okay, where can we find that at, man? Get the information out. Shout yourself out, man. Pop your collar right now.
On Vivo. You know, it's a new Nocturnal single, blah, 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 blah. You can find a video on Vivo or whatever. And I'm trying to get them to play it, so I'm just trying to see if they can download it.
Okay. Yeah, when Rich come back on the line, you could definitely chop it up with him about that, man. You know what I'm saying?
Not a problem at all.
Yeah, so again, man, shout out your record label, man. Give yourself some shine, man. Put yourself out there. Because, I mean, what I'm hearing right now, it's my first time ever hearing it. You know what I mean? And I feel positive. You know what I mean? So West Coast, definitely West Coast vibe. You know what I mean? City Boys doing his thing, doing his numbers, repping the East Coast and repping the West, doing his thing. You know what I mean? So shout yourself out, man. Pop your collar. Do what you do, Mr. Quinn. The floor is yours, man. Everybody speak at once
on
now.
The line right now.
I don't even know who's on the line, man. So we just rocking out, man.
This is the Vice President, Boss
Okay.
from NPRE Epic Sounds. I'm the
Say
Vice
that.
President.
Okay.
So, basically, to the question that you asked earlier, sir, I see ourselves on running things real big in the 15. bringing out real good music with real good artists. No matter what coast they're from, we're just trying to keep it real and do it real out here because, like I said earlier, the game is kind of grim, so we're trying to bring it back to the realness of what real music is supposed to be. And that's
okay,
the way I feel about it. And I know
okay,
we got a good movement going on.
Okay, and that's what's up. And from what I'm hearing, you're absolutely correct. So, I mean, want to bring, I keep hearing the artist saying and yourself saying about entertainment. It's definitely entertainment, and, you know, as far as the culture is concerned, the culture wants to be represented as well. So how does your record label and your artists, you know, intend on representing the culture? Because the music is, they got the music on smash. You know what I'm saying? The music is in there. So how do you plan on representing the culture?
Bringing the cultures, like we said, we had the floaters up in here doing their thing with the representing of the culture as far as the music of real hip-hopism or the way it's supposed to be.
That's telling the truth. We got my turn.
You know what I'm saying? So we basically doing it like that to bring the keep the culture going on and keeping it alive as the way it's supposed to be through code, fashion, movie, films, music, the whole nine yards. We ain't taking no shorts and none. We taking everything.
Okay. Okay, got
to
respect that, man.
Realism.
Yep.
Gotta respect your city boy. What's good, man? You still in the building? You still rocking?
Of course.
Right, that's what it is, man. That's what it is. That's the homie right there.
Can I tell you a story?
Shoot, man. Sure. The floor is yours. Rock out.
Hey. You know, one thing for sure is a good friend of mine that's on the phone. And he started off grinding the streets for Nocturnal.
Right.
And he helped me. Before it was illegal to put up posters, everything, we had promo vehicles and everything with faces plastered on them for albums and everything through the grace of God. And what I'm saying is I'm proud to see him doing his thing. That's why I said, no, I'm not the forefront of this. He's doing his thing. You know what I mean? BP is doing his thing. I appreciate him for that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you
thank
know,
you, thank you, thank you.
Where would I be if I wouldn't give back to somebody that grinded the streets for me?
Right.
You know what I mean? Where would I be if God didn't help me? Where would I be if Dr. Dre didn't give me a chance? Where would I be if the bullet didn't whiz by my head and it hit me instead? It's a game of inches.
Right,
so
that's true.
The point that I'm trying to say is that BP deserves it. So whatever he's trying to do, Nocturnal's going to back him.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. That's what's up. Hey, yo, Knock, man. What's goody, man?
And that's what I expect from everybody that I try to really deal with and work with in this industry, because at some point in time, we have artists that are thinking, you know, they're this and they're that, and they believe certain points, and then, you know, and then you have to go in to try to tell them certain things. But one thing for sure is that when you come into this business, you have to respect those that's in it before you even become the person that's who you are as an artist.
And define respect, because some people get that twisted too. So define what you mean by, you know what I mean? Define what you mean by respect and make it clear, because a lot of people get respect as, you know, I got to kiss they behind or do what they think.
No, that's not like that.
Define what you mean. Explain that.
BP, before you answer that, can I tell him?
Yeah,
I'm going to ask you a question, BP. Am I the same way I was when you met me 13 years ago?
Yes, you're the same person.
Did I change? Did I change and start acting all bougie and bougietto?
No, because if we're working with each other now. So.
All I did was get some more money. That's all I did. I had hustle before I had rap. I was a block baby. So the point being is, I wasn't worried about the money. All I was worried about doing is just seeing my name in light. You gotta remain the same. And I'm gonna let BP take over from there, because he can tell you, I don't change as a person.
Okay.
He don't change as a person. He's still the same person he was. He'll go out there and grind for you the same way that he did when he was sitting there hitting up posters 13 to 15 years ago, and he changed his life, and he made a new way, and he built himself from the sound up. You call that paying dues.
Exactly.
And he did that.
16-year veteran in the game. I'm loving it each and every day, even though I have my struggles. But what you can't progress without struggle, so I can accept that. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did that. He didn't have to do that.
So I'm saying I'm willing to work with any artist. I don't care if you major or minor, whatever. As long as you got what it takes and know what it takes to go I'm fucking with you. Excuse me for cussing. Right. I don't know if we can cuss on the air or not, but
no,
I'm messing with you. I'm messing
yeah,
with you.
Yeah. That's a $5,000 fine.
Okay.
Check
it. Oh,
we know where to send the check. We know where to send it to.
Right.
Exactly.
We got the email.
Right. So this is all I'm saying, gentlemen, and listeners and callers and whoever is out there listening right now. We're about realness in the game. We're about bringing that real, real A game to the game and making it pop and hot no matter what it is and how it goes. We're just trying to do the real things right now because there's so much negative going on. There's not enough positive. We're trying to make it even, if not over. But I feel it's a takeover now. So
look, from the top, from the bottom to the top.
Just be aware.
Stay tuned.
All right, I want to ask City Boy Street Legion in Barcelona. What's the first thing that comes to your mind when y'all step into that booth?
I'm about to kill it. As soon as I go in the booth, it's game over. Like Bosalina said, I produce everything that you heard. Like for me, I make sure like my stuff is top notch because like you only get one chance nowadays. So every time you gotta live it like it's your last chance. So I'm trying to go in and kill it every time I can.
Great engineer.
What do you say?
Huh?
I didn't hear you.
No,
did you say something?
No, I was talking to my nephew.
Oh, okay, my fault about that.
Well, I know.
Same thing with Boss. Same thing with Boss Selena. You know, when I get up in the studio or in the booth, you know, I mean, I don't know the first thing I don't know. I think I'm a whole nother person. You feel me? I don't even know what happens. I go up in there and just kill some shit. That's all I know. You feel me? By the time I come out of there, I'm like, oh, okay, I did that, you know, but. I don't know. It's just a whole different. It's a whole different feeling. It's hard to really explain what comes to the first. You know, the first thing that comes to your mind when you hit the studio. Just my love. You know, I'm where I want to be. You know, so I don't know.
And I feel good about working with each and every one of these individual artists right now, as a whole. I feel real good about it. I'm going to do what I can to do it as an exec or press, whatever I got to do to make it possible, and that's what's going down. We own.
Yeah.
There's
Legion.
Hey, BP.
When we get in the
BP.
Booth, you know, we just think, we think what we buy is. You know what I mean? We think about the consumer and everybody, you know. It's like what we buy is.
Yeah.
We spend our money on. That's how we think.
I just want to fill y'all in real fast. I know y'all probably was thinking live Mayor talking and I'm not. Well, what's going on? He's also part of GQ Pilot's family. So Mayor, since you did, you know, I thank you for, you know, holding it down for me. But I also want to let them know what you're about as well, real fast.
Man, listen, I'm just a dude that likes to rock out to some good music, man. You know what I mean? I mean, and like the homie said earlier, my G, the culture's kind of like went for a curve. It took a detour. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm a man of a certain age, and but still, don't get it twisted. If the cypher's popping off, I'ma set it off.
What?
So it's like respect,
right.
Respect where respect is due. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
West Coast, East Coast, down south, up north, out of town, in town, cross town. It don't really matter because we all get down with a float. Somebody likes what you're doing. So, you know, I've been around for a minute, you know what I mean, and rocking out with Rich and hearing new music and new things, and I like to hear that because it keeps me on my toes. I got to get on my pen game, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, again, man, you know, respect to y'all. You know, hope to meet y'all, see y'all backstage sometime at some event or whatever.
Oh,
and I look forward to listening to your joints on the radio, man.
For
you
sure.
know what I mean? It's just
hey, look,
like that.
That's it. Can I tell you
know?
Something that's funny? Like you said, respect is given where respect is due.
Yeah.
My dad, you know my dad, my birthday is May 12th. You know what my dad gave me for my birthday? My bike, my first beach cruiser back, and it's in tip-top shape.
How do you doing?
Love me.
Why did you do that? Because it's straight original.
He gave me my first beach cruiser back. Hey, I love this.
Happy birthday,
y'all know we have Anthony Quinn back on the line, right?
Yes.
Yes, I'm back.
Okay.
Well,
Okay. We have another call. I want to bring them on real fast, and then I'm going to play another one of each one of y'all tracks, all right? But first, we have another call. I want to bring them on. Hello, caller. Are you there? Rakeem Ross, are you there?
Oh. Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, there you go. You want to air money?
What you want,
Black and Record, one line.
Could you repeat that?
I said you're on the air.
Oh, all right, that's what's up. Is City there?
Yo, what's poppin', bro?
Yo, what up, what up?
What's good, man? Appreciate you calling in, yo.
All right, thank you. No problem, man.
What you said?
I said no problem.
Y'all ready? Did you get a chance to hear the song?
Yeah, I got a chance to hear it.
Y'all ready, man. Appreciate it again. Make sure to stay on so you can hear everybody else's song and give them some feedback.
Right, right. Got me. He didn't hear the song.
Ask me, what did it say?
What did you say?
What did the song say?
What song?
Okay, okay. Okay, well, you know what, City Boy Street, I want to get to another one of your singles, all right?
It is.
More Money to Me, tell us about that.
That's just a little song that had came up with. Gucci Mane had reached out to me and stuff. He had been listening to my music and stuff. And producing it and having my money straight, I was able to acquire a feature from him. And this was probably like last year I was able to do it. I had got a feature on MTV because they featured me as an MTV new artist. I had got a feature on Vlad TV, so some pretty good major blogs. And now it just helped me put me in a position now to move forward and just capitalize on where I need to go, basically, in the industry.
Gucci! So you know what? We're going to get into that right now. All right, y'all, here's some more Fire by City Boy Street off of Universal Money Platinum Records. More
Gucci!
More money to me. Let's go.
Thank you, too.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio with my man Rich Money. Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, 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 what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Hip Hop. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace.
Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked. It's full of bad shit, y'all hear me some G. My enemies be on my dish, they look like Rufus to me. My bad little girlfriend, then why she leaving with me? We ain't dated but a week, but still she gave me a key. I see a homeboy, a fishing man, a grandmother three. I told him count them bands up, I gotta sell me a key. And even though you see me MTV Jam of the Week, I got the stupid and rich game, I didn't I got the kangaroo money, bout to jump off a chain. I count $100,000, I was just in my team. NBA money, looking, this is one of my rings. You say your niggas getting money, this ain't no money to me.
That don't look like money to me. Nah, that don't look like money to me. That don't look like money to me. She getting money over here, you know this.
Rich, 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 rich.
That don't look like money to me. That don't look like money to me. That don't look like money to me.
Empire guys gonna get shot playing this
verse. Shout out to my haters on my bullets like vodka, cause they all come with a chaser. Paper like candy, cause I get an hour later. Faded in the cut, twisting up with both fingers. Probably with your main court side at the game. All you see is rocks like the OJ and Dame. Verse caught bust a K250 on the gauge. New chick, new day, new swag, always. I laugh now cause they say cry later. In the meantime, I let her blow me like Sega. Pit bulls on the rise, elevator. Allentown, what up? This one's for all the haters.
Down look like money to me. Down look like money to me. Down look like money to me. We getting money over here. You know there's plenty to see.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio.
Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Gucci, man, I got him. City boy, I got him. I got 99 decisions. I won't let them be a problem. I just put my weed in my J and spin that like a revolver. Tell them boys to shoot them down. That's that shot caller. I'm getting brain like a scholar. Plus, I'm on that ganja. Them bullets eat your ass up. Chop, chop, chop around her when I walk out of the booth. That's tripping me as a sauna. I got money on my mind and I'm all about them 100s. The cars, the clothes, and all these dead achievements. I make that bitch talk to me. Tell that bitch I'm snitching. I'm only 17, but I'm worth like 17 million. It ain't no money to me, cause I'm already making a killing.
That don't look like money to me. That don't look like money to me.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man Ace. Right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
That don't look like money to me. That don't look like money to me. That don't look like money to me.
You know, City Boy, you definitely thing. Ain't no question about it.
What you said, I couldn't hear you. The noise was in the back.
I said, you definitely doing your thing. Ain't no question about it. But, you know,
appreciate
it,
my man.
Exactly going
that was the first feature that I had got locked in and stuff, and that basically has started my buzz and get me to the up and up where I needed to be.
Okay. But well, we have another caller on the line. I want to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah, man.
Okay, you want to ask?
Yeah, I was just saying, you know, what this is Shay, you know, represent for my boy City.
Oh, you got the whole.
You heard, you know what I mean? I do what I'm supposed to. I tell everybody to call in. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate what you calling in, though, Shay.
Oh, you know, I got your back, bruh.
Y'all ready? You got a chance to peep the new song?
Yeah, I heard it. That's what's up,
though. You heard me. Appreciate it, man. Well, it's more to come and stuff, so make sure you stay on the lookout for it.
You know, I'm going to be here.
Thanks. Appreciate
it. Now, I want to ask each one of y'all real fast. Legion, Barcelona, City Boy Street. If you could perform with any artist that's out right now, who would it be and why?
I'll go first. I already perform with them. I probably perform with every major artist out right now. But Fabulous, that's my favorite rapper. That's the person who motivated me, inspired to go harder.
Okay. Legions?
We really can't answer that question. You know, we're looking at Michael Jackson, Elvis Presley, you know, people like that. But I would love to perform with R. Kelly, you know.
Okay, what's the matter with that? What's the matter with R. Kelly? R. Kelly doing his thing.
Yeah, I love Jerry. Like Kells do his things, man. Kells do his thing. You know.
R. Kelly does his thing.
I would love to perform with Kells, you know. That type, New Edition, Boys to Me, it's like, you know.
I think they're
it. Yeah.
He keeping it old school card. I'm not.
Yeah, you know that's what it was about, man. I'll be honest with you.
Okay,
Barcelona. R. Kelly, you're in on little girls.
Yeah, but you know that's the
past. Not going to trip,
though. Kelly just got caught, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we don't look at the past.
When somebody explained to me what they got to do with the music, then my mind I'll be straight.
It really don't, because you know, we all make mistakes, but it really don't.
Okay, one person talk at a time. Somebody Somebody is constantly talking. No. Only one person
no.
talk at a time.
This is. Age ain't nothing but a number, Aaliyah. You gotta remember that. It explains his music. He been doing that. You're not supposed to be a pedophile in music. You're not supposed to be a pedophile, period.
But you want to perform with him.
Not me. I don't want to perform with him.
Somebody said I want to perform
I
with him.
It's
Legion, Legion. Yeah. I want to perform with him.
And nobody's mad at that.
I have no problem with this man.
What?
Talent.
Right.
That's what it is. We prejudge people. And really, now one of y'all was there. See what I mean? Hey, you know what? Like, it's just like he the got system. Convicted. We guilty. He took the deal. He took the deal. You know, you got to...
That's cool.
All right, so look, ladies and gentlemen, let's go back to the original topic of what was said. Now, Boss, who is it that you would love to perform with in the music industry, period, as a whole?
Oh, that's a good question. I would say Gucci Mane.
I could make that happen. I'm just saying.
he's one of my favorites, so, you know, I would have to say that.
I got his number, you know what I mean?
I like it.
He's funny.
Okay, we got to make that happen, City Boy. What's up, man?
I heard City Boy Street say he have no problem with collaborating with other people, whether it's major, whether it's independent, anything. Borsalina, Regis, do y'all feel that same way?
Oh, yes. I do a lot of features. I haven't had any majors, but, you know, I do a lot of features from here, overseas, or wherever. I don't mind. Talk about it. Let's do it.
Gucci Man, that oh!
Yeah, right. Networking is key. That's how you get your brand out, working with other artists
right.
who have established
yeah.
brand.
Exactly.
And that's all I'm about to
say. You're exactly right, you know, because you get their fan base, and that's
now,
what it's all about.
Right.
Yeah, right.
All you need is one shot for people to see you, and then they like
yeah.
your music, then you blow
yeah.
up from that.
Yeah, yeah, they get yeah. your fans. So, you know,
okay,
you
City Boy Street, let me ask you. Because I know you perform, you know, you're the first one, I guess, to perform with like people like Brody and everything. What was that feeling
right.
like when you first performed with them? What was that going through your mind to see that whole audience?
I could tell you, like, two different things that go on. All right, like, one, if I'm by myself and it's not a lot of people, I don't know, I like zone out. You know what I mean? Like, I just had a performance with 25,000 people at South Padre Island with Machine Gun Kelly, the biggest place you could perform in Texas. I was with 3 people, so it wasn't as many people. When I walked on the stage, you know what I mean, just seeing that many people puts you in a different zone, different trance. And it's just like, this is your chance, you know what I mean? Even if 25,000 don't rock with you, you could get half of those people to rock with you. You good, and at the end of the day, you got to have fun. So that's what I go and do, and I show out. And I don't just rap, I entertain. So I make sure I entertain the crowd, interact with them, you know what I mean? Like, if I'm with my whole group, 10 times better, because if you have positive energy and you're feeding off of it, you're going to be able to feed off their positive energy. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, that just makes one great show, one big show. I just had another one with Darrow. I'm about to actually do a song and video with him. I was just with like 15 people. And when we went up there, it was a totally different thing, because we came on and it was just, the presence was felt as soon as we stepped on the stage, and that's always a wonderful feeling, you know what I mean? Having a crowd interact with you, because you could perform for 10,000 people, but to have 10,000 people rocking with you, that's a whole totally different thing.
Right. Yeah. You're absolutely right. So, Mr. Quinn, let me ask you, what's the next step for Money Platinum Records?
Next step is you're going to see a wave of artists getting distributed immediately across the world. You're going to see a succession of that actually happening. And to know that each one of them actually, you know, was on GQ Palace Radio before the actual distribution went out, it's going to be good.
Okay. So, Mark Turner, let me ask you, what's the next step for you?
Dr. Dre gave me, you know, it's always like an inner circle, you know, about the round table. Dr. Dre gave me permission to have the, you know how you have a dog with a muzzle that you always have to keep on?
Yeah.
Okay, okay. Dr. Dre took the muzzle. Dr. Dre took the muzzle off. And so when he took the muzzle off, all he did was unleash the beast. And what's going to happen is my next step for me is I'm going to reshape the form of the West Coast, and everybody needs to ride the waves.
Mm. Okay. All right. Okay, Legion, let me ask you, because, you know, we also want to get to another one of their tracks called Walking. So what's the next step for the Legion?
Just, you know, getting a lot of stuff out to a lot of different cultures, you know, and just keep going, you know, and bring real entertainment back, real music, you know. Because a lot of these, to be honest, artists and stuff, they sound like they, you know, been straight up dropped out of school. Everybody want to keep it thug and all that when it really ain't about that.
Right.
It ain't about that, you know. If it was like that and they understand.
What's it about?
You know, it's about reaching out to the kids.
Mm.
You know, they are our future. You know.
Teach them well and let them lead this. Let them lead the way.
They're witnessing. That was a witness.
Everybody
loves
kids.
Mm,
okay. Marcelina? Wait, I don't know if Legion's finished. Legion, I don't know if it was finished because somebody was talking. Are you finished? Was you finished with what you were saying?
Yes, sir. You can go on. I let the lady
okay,
go.
Okay, I'm Marcelina.
Yes. I mean, I'm just here to do my thing. You know what I mean?
And I'm here.
I'm ready to, you know, show and prove, do what I got to do. For one, you know, it's hard just being a female MC from the West that hasn't, you know, not too many females from the West has got any light or any good of a light anyway. So just to be a female from the West alone, I mean, just right now, we don't have no forefronts of, you know, you got people like your Nicki Minaj's and, you know, they ain't from the West Coast. So at the same time, you know, I'm trying to represent for us other lines of females that's coming up. You know what I'm saying? So hopefully, you know, we'll make that happen.
Okay, okay. All right, Legion, I want to get to your next track, Walk It. Tell us what that's about and introduce it.
Then you got blah, 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 blah.
I think he said something about Legion. I don't think he said nothing about blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, I said Legion.
We got you, Knox.
I don't know.
We got you, Knox.
Legion.
Calm down, bro. We got you. It's something totally different. You know, we got our good side and our bad side, and you know, we touch both sides of the world. You know, and so this is what we walking like we talking, and we reaching out to some more fans that would really understand what we talking about. I guess the dark side.
All right. Let's make it happen.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Legion 316. Walk it like I talk. I walk it like I talk it. Bring it like I sing it. Got a good side and a bad side of my Legion boots, you see me? Magic like Houdini, trying to dodge these demons. Got angels around, got strange around, it ain't hard to tell who's scheming. Sometimes it's like I'm dreaming. I hear voices in my head at night, I don't know where I'm headed. I'm drifting slowly in this life, it's on them like an unsolved mystery. I'm busily the line between happiness and misery. Listen, see, some people think I'm crazy, but that don't really bother me. Lucifer live in my basement. At 3 a.m. he calling me to crucify the cats and try to take your boy over. And it's not like I'm high, but I say sober. We walking like we talking. In our Legion, but we walking like we talking. You see us, but we walking like we talking. In our Legion, who's got angels, but these demons won't leave us alone.
we walk it like we talking. In our Legion booth, we walk it like we talking. You hear us, fool, we walk it like we talking. In our Legion booth, got demons, but these angels won't leave us alone. Just skeletons in my closet, a crucifix on my nightstand, plus I ain't taking no longer. Break who clawing that right band, my life a scary movie. Yes, I'm Weston Craven, bitch, you quick to make my opposition get the issue. Dismissed on man, I'm trying to live my life right, but that ain't really working. See, the next time I go off, it's gonna be an emergency. These angels and these demons keep on messing with my conscience. Strange noises in my house, it's like it's haunted. No running, plus nowhere to hide, I'm facing it. More camera flee, but I'm chasing it. I got a hockey mask, I'm just a trick. Just watching the hater you're playing with. Don't let a word, I'm losing. This here is my season. Don't look at me with that muck, cause I just might murk you for no reason. Boy, I'm walking like we talking. In our Legion, but we walking like we talking. You see us, but we walking like we talking. In our Legion, who's got angels, but these demons won't leave us alone. We walking like we talking. In our Legion booth, we walking like we talking. You hear us, fool, we walking like we talking. In our Legion booth, got demons, but these angels won't leave us alone.
Woo! Yeah, yeah.
I'm feeling that. I'm feeling that.
I appreciate you, bro.
You know what I want from all y'all right now?
It does.
It's easy.
Yes, what's that?
To me, it's easy to write something down and flow to it. It's way easy.
West Coast!
If each one of y'all take a freestyle.
I'm with it.
Oh, wow.
I hear somebody laughing.
I got a PayPal account.
I also have a PayPal account. Just a thing to win on it. I have one too.
I'm trying to figure out how not to cuss.
Okay,
got bars.
I have to do this like this. Okay, if you are a true artist, right, there should be no reason why you can't take a freestyle.
Right.
You understand what I mean? But it's up to y'all if y'all want to do it. I'm not forcing nobody.
That's right.
I'm not putting the gun to nobody's head or anything. It's up to y'all if y'all want to do it.
I'm with it.
You know? But you you just letting the listeners know. Exactly. Just like Biggie and Tupac. When they kick the freestyle on TV, they just let people know that they could flow. It's not all about writing. I could also kick it off the head.
Thanks.
So, all right,
so we starting
it? Are you with it? Hello?
What did you say? I couldn't hear you. Let's say Dan now.
Okay, you're going to kick a freestyle. Legions, are you going to do one?
Yes, sir.
I'm good. Borsalina?
Yeah.
Okay, because
after the
cypher,
I'm
going to
play one more track from Borsalina as well.
All right. Let's get it.
Okay,
ladies first.
Yeah,
you
going to
start it off? Let's get it.
You want
me to put a beat on?
Nah.
Make sure we want to hear the words, man. We want to have everything clear, man. You know what I'm saying?
It's Borsalina, my nigga. You know I got this. SoCal West Coast spitting them behind shit. Spitting, make a profit. Bitches wish I would stop it. Hip-hop goddess, break them off regardless. Hip-hop goddess, break them off regardless. Niggas know that I'm ill. You see me on the mic, you know that I'm a kill. I blaze on these niggas because you know that I spit. Niggas something off the head because you know them rip. N-P-R-E, nigga, that's the way that it goes. I'm a boss of rally. Nigga, know how I flow. I get it. Nigga, this how we flows. Yeah.
All right.
Let's get it. My flow GQ like the radio. I put a circle around your head like a halo. My white whip, I call it mayo. The inside's butter, but it red like tomato. Okay, me, I'm getting red, and it's off the head. When I'm fresh and I'm fly, man, I'm with the feds. Oh, nah, I lie, cause the nigga probably in the back. And I be always spitting crack, man, you trying to mess. Hold up, me, I fucked up, but now I'm... Oh, I'm sorry, I just realized I couldn't curse. Oh, look, can I start? I'm bored, I just realized I couldn't curse. It was just on his head.
Who was that?
I mean,
that was City Boy Street?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. The
I got
is
flow, man, and I got bars. You know what I mean? I'll do some more.
I think we lost the Legion. I don't know what happened. We lost the Legion. Anybody else going?
Yo. Let me get this one time.
Let's get
Yo,
it.
Who's the illest living upstairs from Tommy Helen Willis? And what you talking about is what half the deal is. I know you had no cajones to play microphones, close but no cigar, barely up to par. When I scan the sounds of cats like yourself, I leave it on the shelf, then jet over the 12th. I see the guard say peace, reach for the first smoking mic. Notice the frame I light. Here to the rainy state of Washington, I breathe in oxygen into a form of thoughtless men who came close to an encounter with death, but they lost their balls, so I wonder who's next. To feel the wrath of the backdraft, throw and learn the hard way, stay in the microwave too long you get burned. We got the platinum in the building. They live and they chilling. Live with Barcelona and City Boy, we be spilling. Verbs and words that make you throw a curve. Don't turn the radio down because you ain't got that much nerve. My man Nocturnal from the mighty West Coast, brag and boast, burn you all like breakfast toast. And have you all for dinner. We ain't no beginners. Yeah, we do the bad thing, and you can label us as sinners. But we the winners, and we live through your speaker. And you got the nigga mayor rocking through to come and freak ya. And I'ma rock it like this with no malice from the stylist. And I'ma rock for Rich Money record GQ Palace. All day in the building, and you know what I mean. No skinny jeans for the 214. It's death in the building. Holla at your man. Now, Kate, you
Please.
I don't know what happened to him.
His call
had dropped. But,
oh, damn.
I'm feeling that. He should be calling back in a minute, though.
Oh, damn.
Y'all spit the fire. Y'all
spit the fire. Time to leave me, Lucille.
I really want to try to do one,
but I don't really be getting down like I used to.
I can dig it.
I still got something for you.
I can dig it.
Right.
Now go ahead and get blessed a little 16.
Shout out to City Boy.
Word.
Shout out to Barcelona.
Go away.
Word up.
Well,
I can get mine there right now.
I want to bring the caller on real fast. We have another caller. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yeah.
All right, you want to end?
What's up?
Yo, what's up? Shout out to Barcelona, West Coast female artist. What's up, baby? Get down with it.
What up, Rojo?
This is Rojo in the building from the West Coast, baby. Yeah.
Salute to you.
Shout out to all you people doing it big and doing your work and getting your work ethic and getting that shit cracking and get that dough. Got to get that money, baby.
All right.
This is Rojo. A lot of love for all the artists all over the world. No haters shit. No haters. All you motherfuckers got
to watch
all
your
all
mouth.
All the motherfuckers doing
mouth.
Shit.
I mean,
Watch your mouth.
Yeah, we got the babies is listening, family.
Yeah.
For the babies. We do it for the babies. For all the kids out there. Get your goals.
Thank you.
Thank you
for the shout-out, dog. Thank you for the shout-out. Good looking for the call, my nigga.
We got you. We got a show tonight. I'll see you in Santa Ana tonight. You're going to be rocking, so I'm going to be right there with you.
All right. For sure.
You know that.
Salute the greatest.
All right.
Now, Barcelona. Your next track, Passion. Tell us about it.
Oh, man. Like you said, you know what I mean?
it's like, you know, the art of hip-hop, you know. I got into my little, you know, got in my little hip-hop zone, you know, and it was passionate about how I feel about my music, you know, how I feel about my love for the music. So my passion is still here, you know. I've been doing music. I've got over 17 mixtapes, and my passion is still here, still strong and kicking. So that's one of the songs. It's more like a little personal song, but you know what? It's a favorite, you know what I mean? So, yeah, passion. I have to get with him on that one. The hip-hop feel.
Okay. We're going to get into that. I know we have some more callers on the line. I know Roger's on the line as well. Roger, we're definitely going to come to you. I just want to get into this single by Bartholomew the Passion, and then we're going to come to you and put you on the air. All right? All right, Don.
Yeah.
But here's some more fire. What you going to say, Bartholomew, go ahead.
This is Bartholomew, Miss Payne, and bring it to you, Fashion, GQ Palace Radio. Yeah.
And you do know that.
This is a GQ Palace exclusive.
Knock.
As sure as I live, I will love you long. You belong in my arms, you belong in my home.
GQ Palace, baby.
Don't expect you to be someone you're not. All I want you to give is all that you got.
Give you what you're looking for, that real passion, that real boss shit, thirst on fashion, love how you make me feel, freestyle classics, don't need no one else, just you and me, lonely, it's just me and you, Tony, I'm working with a lot, yeah, the same thing for me, hold me down when I'm down, let me tell my story, if it need one in doubt, always hold me closely, throw me to the sky, float and fly like a butterfly, say you gon' ride, let's ride till the end of time, keep it 100, all I want, yeah, you and I, loyalty, can it be? Let's give it one try, one chance, no lies, turn the light into sleep. Go ahead, pop a pill and come lay next to me. We gon' take it to the level that it needs to be. All that I got, and I know you got the best of me.
Sure as I live, I will love you long.
Cheek to power,
you belong in my arms, you belong in my home. Don't expect you to be someone you're not. All I want you to give is all that you got.
I'ma give you all I got. Deep passion, deep thoughts, hold me tight, real close. Love it when I'm in your arms. Smoke good out the bone. Flat screen, movie on. Extra butter, popcorn. Pop off, pop on. Tell me what I wanna hear. Like I'm a shooting star, shooting like we in a car. Shooting for a better thrill. Love it when you show me how it feels. Like a whip of peel. Baby face, purple tone. Swag off, swag on. Jet flying, paper plane. That's what we smoking on. Smoking openly, forgot your girl. Yeah, in the zone. Yeah, I'm 30 songs. How we slim, it's a plan. And it's actually how we plan it. Maintain, getting managed. In my 3D glasses, I paint a perfect picture clear. Purple on my lungs, rubber's plate. Yeah, I'm happy here. Cause it's on count, but I'll pay. It's our president. Music is my passion, I know it was heaven sent.
As sure as I live, I will love you long. You belong in my arms, you belong in my home. Don't expect you to be.
You know what, Bartholomew, she's definitely doing it. Ain't no question
about it.
She killed
it on that one.
She is definitely going crazy on that one.
Yes.
I think we don't lost Bartholomew. But anyway, I'm pretty sure she'll call back in. But Mr. Quinn, let me ask you.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Money Platinum Records, all right. Now, you know, do you have any videos scheduled for any of the artists at this time? Or do any of the artists have any videos scheduled coming up that you know about?
Videos scheduled to come out? You got City Boy Street working on a
video. I think it's already out.
It's already out? Okay, okay.
Also,
and I know Nocturnal just finished up a video with Calico G and Juicy J.
Yeah, called Re-Up. It's on YouTube and everything right now.
Okay, okay. Well, I know we have a caller on the line. I want to bring them on real fast. Hello, caller, are you there?
I think we're
going to. Yo.
Roger.
Hey, what's up, man?
Okay.
Roger.
What's good, man?
That boy is in the building.
Yes, sir.
Yo, ready? What's up, my guy?
I'm good, man. Out here supporting you, man. City Boy Street.
All right. Appreciate you calling in, my nigga. Oh, my fault. Appreciate you calling, my dude.
Already, man. Tech boys in the building, nigga.
Yeah. No cursing, no cursing.
Huh?
No cursing.
Oh, my bad.
On the radio.
I'm a little too loud.
Or, nah, I appreciate you calling in, though. Did you get a chance to check out Bossalina's track?
Yeah. That's
like,
good, man.
Huh?
Yeah, she's straight.
Or she got a nice vibe. She from the West Coast, man.
Yeah, she's good, man.
Yo, ready, man. I appreciate you calling in again, yo.
Already, bro.
You be easy, man.
I get it.
So, Mark Turner, let's get to you. Are you there? Where did Nocturna go? I guess Nocturna's in the crust. I mean, in the crust.
Yes, I'm in the
so
building.
Mr. Quinn. so Mr. Quinn.
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, for each artist, I know City Boy Street said he produced his own tracks. Did you select the producers that produce this track?
I give each artist their own option. We do have a household producer, just in case no one, you know, can get produced. We have someone that can do the mixing, the mastering. We have beats if, you know, somebody actually need beats. Keeping everything like that so, you know, nobody is actually worried or stressed about, you know, getting anything done that's on this label. They can pretty much focus on that challenge.
Now, let me ask you. Here's the key question, because I'm also expecting that from you. Are you accepting artists? Are you looking for artists right now? Or are you just dealing with the artists that you focus on right now?
Well, not right at this moment, because, I mean, if there's a major artist that's out that want to come to this label, of course, we don't have no problem with accepting them in. But anybody that actually haven't got a serious, pretty much just on the artist that I have now, you know, females like a Bossalina or City Boy Streets or Nocturnal, I'm pretty much not bringing somebody that need development into the situation, because we're at the point where we actually set everything up that, you know, it's time to drop major, you know, across the world, you know, distribution-wise. And at this point, we just don't have time for the development.
And also, we really like for you to be ready so we can do what we got to do on our end. You got to be ready to go anyway, messing with us.
Yeah.
Okay. You ain't ready, we ain't messing with you right now. See you get ready.
Okay. Well, I know I have Bossalina back on the air. Selena, we were talking about that track. You went in on that passion.
Thank you. I mean, that's, you know, I got a little bit of everything, you know, I could do it all. So that's just, music talks to me. So, you know, I mean, I get up in the studio and just like that, the sample was just, I don't know, I just fell in love with it. You know what I mean? The hood, the whole little concept of the song, just, you know, having the passion and, you know, it's the only one I see type vibe. So it was easy for me to, you know, spit my heart and my music out on there, you know. I loved it. Thank you guys for loving it, too. Thank you guys for liking it, too.
Now, Mr. Quinn, let me ask you, how did you come about meeting these artists, City Boy Street, Legion, Bossalina? I know Art or Trend, I guess they were kind of big this day, but how did you come about discovering these artists?
Well, you got to understand the name of the company is Multi Platinum Record Entertainment Epic Sounds. So, obviously, looking for that multi-platinum type next artist. Something. Each artist that you're actually talking to got the capability of being multi-platinum. And that's the theory. That's the theory. And you know, Nocturnal, pretty much he's there. So, well, in the whole concept, basically just creating a multi-platinum record entertainment epic sounds type team, a new. It's kind of like a new type of evolutionary Motown type situation is basically what you're seeing, but on a whole nother hip hop era.
Okay. Now, Okay. I know we have the Legions back on the line. The Legions, he done missed everything. You don't miss the Cypher. But it's definitely good to have him back on. So, Mr. Quinn, I definitely feel you on that note. Now, let me ask y'all artists. Now, first he was talking about the video. I know City Boy Street said he had the video out. Mr. Quinn was explaining.
I got like 40 videos. I probably gained like 4 million views last year.
Oh.
Damn.
Okay, so
what
about...
I was going hard.
What about you, Legions? Are you planning on doing a video? Do you got a video out or anything like that?
Yes, sir. I got one out, you know. Been in several different ones and working on some now. You know, I'm talking about some real... It really show you how... As I don't want to say instructional videos or whatever, but showing you how to do the Legion walk and a lot of most stuff, you know, it's fun.
Wow. Okay, Borsalina, what about you?
Oh, yeah, I got some videos out there. I got a popular video called Gorilla that a lot of people, you know about. Gorilla's pretty dope video. I actually got a video for Passion for the song you just heard. I actually got a video for that as well. My next new video will be One by One. Hopefully, I'll be dropping that within the next week or so.
All right, we back. Nocturnal Ed, excuse me, y'all. I'm sorry. Nocturnal Ed got bumped off. We back on the line now. That Bitch Money, did you get a chance to pull up some of his new material as well?
No, I didn't. I listened to one with Dre and Missy Elliott, but see, that's what I was saying, because my executive producer had to, you know, take a run for today. But in order to do something like that, I need my executive producer to do that. And I know I heard him saying something about blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And right now, it's kind of late to pull it up.
No, that's all right, man.
Well,
my wife
I'll tell you what I can do, Nocturna. I'll tell you what I can do. If you have that on MP3 format right now, you can send it to me and we definitely play it right now.
You got it on MP3? Not.
I don't know where he go at, but we have another call on the line. Let's bring him on. So even if you have it, Mr. Quinn, like we just did, you understand? You send that to me on MP3 format, we'll play it right now. We have another caller on the line. Hello, caller, are you there? Ziggy, I'm
on the line.
Oh, yeah, man. It's your boy Ziggy calling for my man City Boy Streets, Piff Boys in the building. Know what I'm saying? From San Antonio, Texas. Know what I'm saying?
What's good, my man? Appreciate you calling in. Yo, you already know the Piff Boys in the building.
No problem. You already know what it is, man. Piff Boy salute.
Word up. Appreciate it again, boy. Be easy, man.
All right, what?
Everybody calling in today.
That was good. I'll let you know that your music is going.
Where is my lighter at?
Well, you said I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean that for that to get out. I was saying, where's my lighter?
You're getting out there somewhere.
Word. Nah, I definitely am. I got a nice buzz. I'm actually the biggest artist in San Antonio, Texas, where I stay at now. So I got a real major fan base out here, especially because I do every major show that comes down here.
Right.
Already, man. So I just made sure I hit everybody up. If you support the music, make sure to call in. You know what I mean?
I'll let you know where you got to.
When's your next show, man?
Man, I was supposed to actually be in New York with Joel Santana today, but I couldn't make my flight. So I got another show coming up next week with Tyga for like 15,000 people. And then I got another show coming up with Darrow, and then that's when I'll be doing my video and song with him.
All right. Yeah, you said you were supposed to have a show in New York?
Yeah, I had a show today in New York with Joel Santana.
You know the name of the spot where the show is supposed to be at?
It's in my email. I would just have to hit it up, my guy up. But it was on 42nd Street, 44th Street, like right over by 42nd.
King? BB Kings?
What? Yeah, that's what it was. That's what it was. BB Kings.
Yeah, show at BB Kings tonight. You're supposed to be a show with Joel tonight at BB Kings?
Yeah, my man's, he has set it up, because I have, like, my group is spread out all over the United States, so they have brung him down, and we actually are supposed to be doing the song and video with him today. My flight coming from San Antonio had got delayed, and now I won't be able to make it there when I'm supposed to make it there. Tight.
Right, I can dig it.
Tight. But it's all good. I just had 5 major shows back to back every weekend. So that's definitely good. I got a lot of other shows coming up. French Montana, Domingos, Lil Durk. I got a show coming up with Scarface. I just did a show with Young Dro last night. Man, and just a lot other more.
Nice to hear that, man. You know what I'm saying? Young brother that's working, man. You know what I mean?
Grind.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right, well, listen, y'all, this is what I want to do. But before the night ends, I do have one more track from somebody, okay? And I want to play this track. Since she was the only female on all night, I want to play this next track by Bartolina before we end this show and everything. Ain't worried about nothing.
Ain't
worried about nothing. Now, what made you decide to do that? Because you know what? With my show, what I normally do is I throw that little skit on and let my host know or whatever the case is. Like, I ain't worried about nothing. So what actually made you decide to do that?
Actually, what's crazy is I actually redid the song, like, probably a couple months before it actually, like, went viral. And once I had did it and the song went viral, oh, my God, it just, like, that song just took off, like, everywhere. You know what I mean? And I was like, well, I actually picked the right one. It was one of those type of things where, you know, I picked the right beat at the right time. You know what I'm saying? I just like that beat. I like French Montana. You know, I like his little grime, and I like, you know, his beats, and his beat selection is really dope. So that beat just really, you know, I just had to eat that one up. Like, you know, I'm one of those. If you give me a vicious beat, you know, I'm going to get on it. So I had to get on that one. Had to.
Check your email as well.
You know what? So for the last track for tonight, we're going to get into that. Introduce that track for us.
Yeah, you are listening to GQ Palace Radio with Bartolina and the NPRE family, and we about to get in. I ain't worried about nothing. Yeah.
Following scene contains language of a frightening, explicit nature. Your discretion is
advised. Bitch ain't worried about none. Bitch ain't worried about none. Bitch ain't worried about none. I'm grind with that work. They call me Bartolina.
She's too
powerful. She's too powerful. Call me purple OG dreamer. Money is my option. Next up, blow you gonna see me. My whole team love me, but these bitches wanna be me.
Bitch ain't worried about none. Bitch ain't worried about none. Bitch ain't worried about none. I'm grind with that work. They call me Bartolina. Got two bad bitches with me. Call them purple OG dreamer. Money is my option. Next up, blow you gonna see me. My whole team love me, but these bitches wanna be me.
Bitch ain't worried about none. Bitch ain't worried about none. Bitch ain't worried about none. Bitch ain't worried about none.
Bitch ain't worried about none. Bitch ain't worried about none.
got me worried out here.
I want to get into this last call. Both
my city boy, the last
call.
And Rick Ross.
Huh?
What happened?
Hello, Carl, are you there?
I wanted to hear that that City Boys, Last Shells, and Rick Ross, Money Cars Are Closed.
And
well, you know what? We played that, but you can hear it Monday night, you're calling, because we'll be
y'all
rotating
it. Played
it?
Yeah.
Yeah, we played this. We
damn,
we
man, you said you played again or what?
We'll be rotating. Let me say something. The same number you just called.
If you can't play again, shout out to my boy City Boy Streets. Keep it going, man.
I'm telling you how you hear it again. Between 8 and 10 Monday night, you'll be able to hear it again.
Oh, what? Right.
Yeah, we want to rotate. We got 8 different episodes, 11 different notes. So we definitely going to be rotating it. So you have all the
appreciate you
that
calling
night,
in.
Monday night, between 8 and 10, you'll be hearing it. It's 2 hours.
Monday through
8
and 10.
I can't hear you, bro.
He said it's going to be on, he going to play it again on Monday from 8 to 10. So
yeah.
If you can't call, make sure to call back in and stuff so you can hear that joint. They had played the first when when we started the set.
Hey, man, how are you on the phone?
I'm live.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Word, dog. Appreciate you calling in, pop.
Yeah, already, my nigga. Keep it up.
Ready, easy, man.
Yeah.
All right, y'all, listen, I want to thank everybody for joining us, but what I want y'all to do in order is give everybody y'all information, City Boy Street, Nocturna, Anthony Quinn, Legion, Barcelona. Give everybody y'all information one by one. We're going to start with City Boy Street, then we'll go with Nocturna, then we'll go with Anthony Quinn, then we'll go with Legion. Save the best for last. Go ahead, Barcelona, just say me. You're only female. So you know what,
man.
We're going to go with the ladies first. We're going to go with the ladies first. Go ahead. Go ahead, Barcelona.
Get in.
Okay, you can follow me on Facebook at Official Bossalina. That's Bossalina, Official Bossalina on Facebook. You can follow me on, subscribe to me on YouTube at Bossalina, Miss Payne, one word. You can Instagram me, Bossalina, Twitter, Bossalina, everything's Bossalina.
Okay.
How you spell that? How you spell that?
Bossa. L E N A
B O S S A
L
L E N A.
Yes.
Got you.
It's spelled how it's pronounced. Bossalina.
Got you.
Okay. City Boy Street. Go ahead.
For me, everything City Boy Streets. You can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, City Boy Streets, CityBoyStreets, one word, City Boy Streets. I'm all over. You could Google me, YouTube me, Facebook, IG, it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Legion, that.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. Give me a Facebook, Legion Dungeon. Follow me on Twitter, Legion Music. And if you really want to get down and dirty, I can be in your dreams. Good side of that. We'll pray for you,
okay.
Or we can do a route together. If y'all New Orleans know what I'm talking about.
Okay, not
you're scaring me right now.
I think you got clicked off the line. I think you got clicked off the line, but I'm going to go ahead and hit everybody off with his email. If y'all want to hit him up on his email real quick, that's...
Hello, Nocturna?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Nocturna, you want to hit him up on his
email? Well, if you want to actually get up with Nocturna, you can actually email... MPRE
okay.
Promo.
There you go.
At ymail.com. MPRE promo. Short for promotions. MPRE promo at ymail.com. If anyone wants to hit up Nocturnal, just send an email right there. We got you.
Okay, Mr. Quinn, did you give yours, or
do
you want to give yours as well?
Is that everybody?
Nah, I'm gonna go ahead and give him mine real quick. Get it over with. Real quick. This is the Vice President of MPREF Towns in Grooves Universal. My name is Boss Flair, but on Facebook you can find me at Boss Life. That is BOSSLYFE. And everything will come up to you, and looking forward to doing business with you guys. God bless, love, and respect, and thank you.
All right, I know I said that was the last caller. He's blowing up my line. We're going to put on this last caller, and we're going to call it a night. All right, y'all?
Okay. Yeah, no doubt. Appreciate you guys.
All right, appreciate you. Hello, caller, are you there? Being... Pack a dough.
Yo, what's cracking?
Zach.
Okay, you want to hear?
What's up, Zach?
What's up, Boss Elena? I want to give a shout-out to Boss Elena.
Yeah.
City Boy Streets, Nocturnal, doing it big, you know what I'm saying, and Florida culture.
Hey, thanks for calling,
living that Florida
back.
Life. All right.
Yeah, West Coast all day.
Good looking.
Yo, appreciate you, man.
Hey, for sure. That's a wrap.
Pretty much done and killed it.
Radio station. Locked in live.
Okay, you know what? We have somebody call in. Let me put her on real fast. This is Otter Trent. She didn't get a chance. She's also a multi-platinum, but we can't go over the line. But Otter Trent, we definitely going to rotate your track. I'm going to work on something. I'm going to try to get you back on next week, out of turn. We're going to work on something to try to get you back on next week. Is that good?
Yeah, that's perfect. Yeah, and we can get the timing together and everything.
Yeah.
No doubt. Shout out Trent.
Shout out Family Artist Trent. Shout out MPRE. Yeah. Indeed.
We up in this building been doing it.
Let me tell you one thing real quick. The MPREEpicSounds.com. Website will be up early Monday next week, and if you can look forward to that. Also, anybody looking to get in touch with anybody of the MPRE Epic Sounds label, just hit up MPRE promo at ymel.com.
All right. Well, you know me, you're going to be talking on the regular, Mr. Quinn, so you already know that. But
Oh, yes.
It was definitely an honor having y'all on. When y'all ready to come back, if y'all want to come back individually, it's not a problem. If you want to come back as a group, it's not a problem. You understand, Keyson is all exclusive. We're going to rotate the tracks on Mondays, Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. We also got to get the rest of y'all pictures, so we can put them in a GQ College magazine. We also going to put y'all tracks on a CD, a promotional CD, and take them out through the tri-state area.
It is.
Oh, wonderful.
Good looking.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
Love being in the palace, man.
No doubt. You know, that's how we got to do. We don't got to look out for each other, you know? And I say, I appreciate y'all for the love.
Good things happen in the palace. Good things happen in the palace.
Yeah. And all the trend, I just want to tell you, even though the track definitely going to be played on Monday night on UAR, GP Palace UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, between 8 and 10 as well. All right?
Okay.
So we're definitely going to rotate their tracks as well, starting this Monday, all the tracks. And everything everybody heard tonight will definitely be rotated on Monday. All right?
That's hot, man.
I want to thank y'all.
That's
a good thing, man. Oh, and listen, if any of y'all want to say drop, have no problem doing so. Okay? That goes to you too, Mr. Quinn.
Nova, I'm in the studio right now. I'll make one and send it over to you.
Okay.
I'm getting ready for my show right now. And also, you can catch me in Atlanta on Wednesday. Let's get it.
Yeah. If you want to, you know, it's GQGEEQUE002 at gmail.com. The way
say that again.
GEEQUE002. Yes, at gmail.com.
All right, that's a bet. You'll be receiving something from me pretty shortly.
All right, and that's good, too, because then we can also put your drops on a CD when we send them out to go along with your tracks.
Cool. I'm going to send you my newest single that just dropped as well, so you can get a chance to hear some of my newest stuff that I'm putting out as well.
Hey, City Boy.
What's up?
Hey, City Boy. CC me also on those tracks.
Okay, I got you. I got like 5 new ones that I want you to hear anyway.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful.
All right. Mr. Quinn?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I'm going to give you a call right after the show. I want to thank all y'all. I want to thank everybody for joining us. It was definitely an honor having y'all on. Like I said, you're welcome back anytime. It's never a problem.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you for having us on the show.
Appreciate
thank
it.
You.
All right. Good looking. Well, all right, y'all. The Divas. That Universal Money Platinum Record. Knock Turner, Barcelona, Artist Trend, who just called in. We're going to have her rotate her music, try to get her on next weekend. City Boy Street and Legion, they definitely doing their thing. Anthony Quinn, the man CEO behind the whole thing, definitely appreciate you. It's definitely going down. Money Platinum Record.
Yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
I want to thank all my guests. I want to thank the callers. I also want to thank the listeners. But most of all, I want to thank the man above. Because without him, none of this will be possible. Don't forget, GQ Palace Radio has 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 10, we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we play nothing but the hottest up-and-coming artists and pioneer music never heard. 2 hours of nonstop music. Then right after that, she'll be back soon. We have Love, Life, and Loyalties from Ms. Deanne Lane. And she'll be back soon. That'll be from 10 to 11, though, starting when she come back. Then on Tuesdays, we got GPS, GQ College Sports with the Mayor, bringing it to you hard body karate, how he say he do it. Make sure you know your sports when you call in. And on Wednesdays, it goes down crazy. The Diva Squad, Love Fantasy, 7 to 9. Angie, Rachel, and T discussing their grown and sexy topics and playing the hottest old and new slow jams in R&B and up-and-coming artists. That's 7 to 9 Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad. Then on Thursday, we have Reality of Relationships with KL and Tiffany Belvin from 8 to 10, bringing you that truth-to-the-matter feedback on relationships, playing that old classic soul music that you love to hear, and also up-and-coming artists. Then on Fridays, you hear with Rich Money from 6 to 9. And then on Sundays, you have Spiritual Sunday from 7 to 9 with Ms. Lavina for Life, bringing you the best gospel, up-and-coming gospel acts as well. The most powerful evangelist, ministers, pastors, and elders. And also feel free to call in and give your testimony. And then right after Lavina for Life on Spiritual Sunday, from 9 to 10, we have Crossroad Tipple, the Squibby Hunter, interviewing the best of gospel and hip-hop gospel artists. One number, one link for every show. I want to wish all the mothers out there a happy Mother's Day. I want to give a special happy Mother's Day to my baby, Lavina. Love you. She's not here with me right now. She's with my daughter on a chair trip. Be safe. Love you. Can't wait till you get back. Happy Mother's Day to my mother, my sister, the Diva Squad, T, Rachel, Angie as well. Happy Mother's Day to Tiffany Braxton, who just had a newborn baby. Happy Mother's Day to all my cousins, my aunt, and everybody, and you as well. Happy Mother's Day to you. I'm your host for tonight, Rich Money. Hope to hear from y'all next weekend. This is GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. It's brother.
GQ Palace, GQ Palace, GQ
Palace. That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it, I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
GQ Palace Radio, taking the world by storm. We on over 15 different websites, 65,000 listeners and still rising within 2 years, 8 different episodes, 11 different hosts. On Mondays from 8 to 9 p.m., we have UAR, Unsigned Artist Radio, where we playing nothing but the hottest pioneers and unsigned artist material never heard before. Then right after UAR from 9 to 11, we have Love, Life, and Loyalty with Ms. Deanne Lane. Then on Tuesdays, We coming at y'all with the mayor, GPS, GQ Palace Sports, from 8 to 10 p.m. As he bring you the bigger picture, doing it how he say it, hard body, hard body. Then on Wednesdays, we hitting y'all with love, fantasy, with three of the hottest females on radio right now, Angie, Rachel, and T, the Diva Squad, from 7 to 9 p.m. as they discuss their grown and sexy topics and play nothing but the hottest old and new slow jams and R&B. Then on Thursdays, they're back, KL and Tiffany Belvin, Reality and Relationships, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. as they bring you that truth to the matter feedback on relationship and let you know what's going on in the world of the news today. Then we're hitting y'all on Friday with Love and Entertainment with Rich Money from 6 to 9 p.m. as you get random guests for the GQ General Question, interview up-and-coming artists, and special guest appearance by some of the biggest names in the industry. That's 6 to 9 p.m. Love and Entertainment with Rich Money. Then on Sunday, you have to bless the Lord. We have Miss Lavina Polite coming at you with some of the most powerful evangelists, ministers, pastors, and elders, sending out prayers, quoting scriptures of the Bible, playing gospel music. Feel free to call in and give your testimony as well. And last but not least, from 9 to 10, we have GQ Palace Radio Crossroad Temple for Brother Timmy Scribby Hunter as he interviews the best gospel and hip-hop gospel music. All shows, one number, one link, toll-free, 646-200-3838. Press 1 to go on the air, or you can stay on the line to hear the show. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Radio. That's GEEQUE Palace Radio. Also, you can like us on the magazine, Facebook, www.facebook.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Like our website at www.GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace Magazine. Remember, that's GEEQUE002.wix.com/GQ Palace. Radio, we doing big things. We taking it to the next level. GQ Palace Radio, love and entertainment.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills.
Radio.